The following program is intended for mature audiences. This podcast may contain strong vulgar language.
Second hour drunkenness?
Yeah. First hour repeatness?
First hour in the future.
Some corrections, I guess.
And if you don't like it, you can listen to,
The Gentleman's Hour.
Yeah, The Gentleman's Hour on More Like Radio.
Which they may have just finished listening to because they were on before us.
Did he just say The Gentleman Tower?
Gentleman Hour. Gentleman's Hour. Ah, it doesn't matter. Elvis, go ahead. Hit that shit.
Will do, sir.
I think people are looking at our photo right now. Oh, no, they're not. They're looking at Callaway.
Welcome back to the Elvis and Alfred Show here on MoreLikeRadio.com. I'm Elvis Cage.
And I'm Alfred.
And I'm Jameson.
Yes.
Yes.
That's with a question mark.
We've gone over this. You're allowed to introduce yourself.
I can introduce myself now. I don't have to be a...
No, you're right.
Okay.
You're in your stripes.
So I'm Jameson, and I don't need an introduction anymore. So, hello.
Welcome to
now he's all shy and awkward.
Well, we kind of...
Always shy and awkward.
We're actually doing a recap of the... Alfred 40 hands because
which is coming up in hour two, so you gotta stick by.
Yeah,
for
all of you that don't know what that was all about, we had recorded a show about a week ago, and we lost some of the data. So now we're gonna tell you about it, and then you get to listen to the shit show that is the second half of the show.
Yes,
I thought I was going to actually do another 40 hand, just one.
You did say you were gonna do that.
I was like, I can't just
and
do
I
one.
Found a place that's not even a bodega. It was just one of those on-the-run mobile places.
Yeah,
that had like five 40s. Different 40s. Yeah. And it's in a white neighborhood, which confused the fuck out of me.
Really? Mm-hmm. They had like Coors Light, Bud Light?
Coors Light, Bud Light. I mean, they
like
had
full 40s,
old,
like the
old English.
Fuck old English.
Miller High Life.
Oh, God, that's just worse. I'd rather have the crab juice. Fuck that. But yeah, we lost the first hour. I blame Bill and Elvis on that one. Nope, I said it.
Why is it my fault? It's Bill's board.
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
We're going to say that Elvis hit the wrong button. That's what I'm going to say, at least.
I didn't touch a goddamn thing.
It doesn't matter. We're going to do it again. But you know what? The second hour, I just edited the second hour just this morning. It was actually pretty good. It was actually, I think it was more entertaining anyway, so.
The second hour was definitely more entertaining because you were shit-faced.
Yeah.
The first hour was more telling the story about
you. And you were so grumpy in the first hour. You were like, I'm going to do this. You were moping. It was pretty funny.
I didn't want
every
to do
time
it.
You
guys have a fucking hard-on for me to do it.
Well,
I was like,
you want to explain why you had to do it again?
Yes. Actually, a couple months ago, we got our new sponsor, Revo Sig, RevoSig.com.
More 10 in the coupon code.
That's right. And we were supposed to have about 10. It was about 10, right? 10 hosts from different shows on Marlin Radio.
I don't smoke, so I wasn't really paying attention.
It was about 10 different hosts. And they said that whoever got back on the wagon would have to either, one.
Dress and drag.
Yeah. Two, we forget.
Yeah.
And then three was Edward 40 hands for the duration of an episode. So I'm like, all right. I fucking went back to smoking cigarettes. And so I'm like, we'll do Edward 40 hands. So we finally did it last week, and we lost the first hour. So we're gonna talk. I guess we're gonna talk about what happened in the first hour.
Yeah. Well, we'll recap your experiences of this.
It was
because you could talk about what happens in hour two, because this could be hilarious.
Yeah.
To listen
hour
to
two, I was ready. Once you listen to hour two,
he did a 40 each hour.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
Actually, he did the first 40 in about a half hour, 45 minutes.
Yeah. That's
the second 40 fucked him up.
he let the ass sit in the first one too long too. He's like, I'm like, that's not finished. He's like, it's finished. I'm not drinking. That's disgusting. I'm like, that's the whole point. You don't remember much.
No, I don't remember that. I fucking just drank it. I didn't give a shit. I'm surprised. That was the first time I ever did it, actually. So I was.
Well, you're not a beer drinker, so.
Nah. And even like back in the day, I never even drank 40s that way either.
Yeah, I used to put down 40s like it was nothing.
Did you?
Yeah.
I haven't drank 40s since I was well underage.
I mean, we moved from 12 packs of Naughty Ice that were, what, $3.99?
That's exactly why, yeah.
And to like, 40s because they were what, like a dollar?
$1.49
or $1.99.
So it was like 99 cents, I think.
Yeah, do you remember that? The fucking
we had 99 cents.
Miller Lights and Coronas sometimes were 99 cents. Yeah.
So we used to just grab those because it was what? It's 40 ounces.
Four beers, pretty much.
Almost four beers.
Yeah, yeah.
So So I thought it was like five beers combined, 80 ounces.
What's 12? What's a beer?
Well, because it's 16-ounce pints that you usually
drink. At a bar, yeah.
So it's 12-ounce bottles.
Okay.
Or 12-ounce cans that we used to do with the Naughty Ice. So it was just more, it was like $3 to get 3 40s and then just slam them and get stupid, you know?
I used to go to Holbrook Commons, and you remember the Jenko jeans with those huge deep pockets?
Oh, hell yeah. I still have them.
I have one pair somewhere, too.
I had to save them, because eventually that fat's going to come back, and I'm going to rock them when I'm like 40 or 50.
I'm going to sell them on whatever version of eBay there is, like vintage 90s Jenkos, $3,000.
Those are just
fucking... I still have my my 50-inch kickwear.
I have the 48-inch...
The flare? What's that? The flare?
Dude, 50 inches each leg.
Get the fuck out. You're a fucking rave kid, man.
No, I just fucking...
We just all bought... We were like, oh, that one's how big? I need that.
I need the biggest pair of pants you can fucking find.
What was those? Elephant bottoms? What were they called?
I don't even know what they were called.
I don't know. I called them elephant bottoms, I guess. They should have been called thieves, because basically...
Yeah, just give you more room to shove shit in.
Yeah, especially 240s. Two 40s each pocket. You should go in the back and just grab the 40s, go through the aisles, and just shove them in my pocket and walk right out. You know? 14 years old. And they were still selling cigarettes at the front of the counter, like right by the registers. So you would tell the person to, like, can I get a slushy with extra pumps of whatever fucking juice?
Yeah, turn around and just snag
it. Yeah, snag at least three packs before they fucking turn around again. And now I'm the mayor of the community market on Foursquare.
Yes, and yes.
Look at that.
This Elvis and Albert show brought to you by Entenmann's Cookies.
Yes.
Jameson Cookies brings all the Remy's to the yard. Look at that. We're actually recording here live at a Halfpenny Pub and Sable, 220 Main Street here on a Tuesday night. A what? A shot? No, I can't even hear you.
He's asking if you want a shot.
No, I'll just have another whiskey though after this one, though.
I'm hiding my cookies.
Yes,
so they
it's
don't
Tuesday night
disappear.
Here at the Halfpenny Pub, 220 North Main Street, Sayville, New York. Open till 4 a.m. every night. Might as well go through the special since we got a little time to kill.
Yeah, we got another hour. Wednesdays here is Midnight Madness. Reverse happy hour from 12 to 4 a.m.
Thursday night, supposedly ladies' night.
That's
ladies
right.
Drink half off, enjoy happy hour specials, and guys will creep the fuck out of you.
That is right. And Fridays, Friday, Saturdays, it all depends. It's always some random parties are coming up here.
And, well, next Thursday, January 31st, we're doing the Thank Jesus, the holiday season's over, and all the idiots are back to college, their frat houses, their 9-to-5 teaching jobs, et cetera, and so on and so on. We'll have drink specials all night. I'll be DJing till 4 or 5 in the morning.
It got well last year. This is our second annual. Thank you, Remy.
It's the second annual.
So that's good.
Basically, it's just a chance for everyone who works the holidays and is not allowed to get off. You know, like retail workers, restaurant workers, emergency workers, healthcare, police, firefighters, EMS, all that shit. So they can come and get drunk all night on a Thursday and not deal with all the idiots who I call the seasonal tourists.
When is this? Next week?
Next week, the 31st.
All right, I think I'm off, so I'll be here. Hey, I have Yo Gabba Gabba.
We're going to have a return of DJ Jameson up on...
I mean, probably.
That'll be awesome.
We'll see. That's actually the day I'm supposed to get the word. I'm done with
the
31st? This fucking program, man.
Cool.
So,
like, you're done, and then
I'm done. I'm still on probation, so I won't be drinking yet.
All right, we gotta wait till March for that one, right?
May? No, not even May. It's actually a
May
year.
For you to.
It's a year in May, so it's a year and a half that I'm supposed to be. You know, we'll figure it out.
You thinking? You know what? What about why don't Jameson do Edward 40 Hands for his return?
I'm fine with that.
Would you do that?
As soon as I start drinking, we'll do something.
Let's give him a week or two to get his legs back under him.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we might have to bring him to the hospital that night.
Well, it was... I'll tell you what, it was
I'm trying to go at least a year without drinking. So I'm saying, like, May I stop drinking.
Okay.
So May. Maybe I'll start having a couple. I don't want to fucking binge drink anymore. I'm not fucking 16 anymore.
Yeah.
It's time for me to kind of grow up, I guess.
Yeah. Plus, like, hangovers are... You get a little bit... Once you get older, kids, your hangovers go a little bit longer and longer and longer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, my hangovers are lasting 3 days.
Jesus Christ, how much? Oh, yeah, well, you
were
drinking
like a bottle of Jameson a night.
Yeah.
So.
I came in, if I drink beer, like that fucking hangover from fucking Edward 40 Hands was fucking vicious. I was shitting weird for like.
Well, that's what I was, I heard that was hour one of the original recording. I was even talking about, like, you're going to be shitting all sorts of weird tomorrow.
And I did. Fucking King Cobra.
I did.
I was drinking King Cobra the first hour, and
Cobra the second hour as well.
Yeah,
you had two King Cobras.
Jesus Christ.
You really don't recall anything, eh?
Dude, we left here, and he's like, fuck, I forgot to pay. I was like, dude, you didn't drink anything. He's like, that's right, I brought my own 40s. It was great.
That's classic Alfred.
We ended up going to the diner. He's like, I need fucking greasy food in my stomach.
Yeah, did I talk about lobsters?
Yeah, we walked in, you're like, I want lobster. I was like, you want lobster? You just fucking slammed 240s.
I
think that's a terrible idea to get lobster at a diner at 4 o'clock in the morning after you drank 240s.
It's like grabbing sushi from a gas station.
By the way, what's going on down there? It's like an NFL training camp. These guys just keep jumping up and down and touching things.
I don't know. Who the fuck cares?
Fucking dumb jocks.
It's the look at me show. That's what it is.
Yeah, I need a fucking screwdriver for this thing because it keeps going limp on me. My mic keeps dropping.
I got one in my car. I'll bring it up in a second hour in the break.
Well, I got merch on here. I guess they're doing the Dutch and Roy show.
Oh, yeah? What's he saying?
He was just asking about an ex-girlfriend that he had in junior high. He's like, I forgot her name. I was like, I remember. I was friends with her brother.
I'm going to Marlac like Radio right now.
But I was telling him, I said we should Skype in and fuck with them.
Well, now that we have, you could actually.
Yeah, I mean, we all have laptops with my.
I don't know, we got to figure that out. I keep forgetting how to do it.
Yeah, let's not test this while we're recording.
Yeah, we'll do this for another day. Anyway, I think we should continue doing Edward 40 Hands as a bet. Because I think that was good radio, and
not even for a bet. We should just do it, just to do it.
The annual Edward 40 Hands.
Or we do like pick straws once a month.
We should do like a race.
And we'll ring it that it's always Bill.
We should have Edward 40 Hand races. Is what?
Oh,
we should
no
do.
Way! You saw me, man. There's no way. I would be fucking last place.
Yeah, what happened? You'll hear at the end of the hour too. What happened? We made him chuck part of it.
Man.
Classic. This man could chug down whiskey like it's nothing. Will you give him a little malt liquor?
I would try to do one bottle of Jack, see how long it can take. Like, how long it would take me to actually...
You did it on your birthday.
I do that some nights here.
That's true.
Like, I'm working on whiskey number two right now, so we'll see.
That was priceless on your birthday. Like, Alfred, you want to leave? Yeah. No, I'm staying.
You know what I got to do? I got to actually calm myself down because we got to do another episode directly after this hour, so I don't know if I should go crazy.
Yeah, don't go too hard yet.
Yeah, that's why I'm drinking my delicious Estrella Dom Dora.
Oh my god,
gluten free beer.
I remember
Dora
that.
The Explorer.
It's premium quality.
He's drinking a 5-year-old Mexican girl.
She's like 7.
Put a straw on that little bitch. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
I love watching Dora the Explorer with my nephew.
They're worthless anyway, right?
Does he ever watch that shit? Yeah, I guess he never watched that shit.
No.
She always, like, you know, she's speaking Spanglish for first
Uno,
of all. Yeah.
Dos, like, three.
It's like, this is agua.
El mapo.
Can you say agua? I'm like, it's water. Speak English, Dora. Come on, see with me, Ryan.
You're yelling at your nephew in fucking Tagalog?
No, I'm yelling at him to yell at Dora to tell her to speak in English.
This is America.
This is America. He starts laughing.
America.
Yeah, he starts laughing. He's like, America. I'm like, yeah, that's it. Make sure your dad hears this. Daddy hears this when you come home. And she pauses, like, in between, like, that wait for you. Like, breaking the fourth wall. Wait for you to answer. Like, do you see Mr. Socks or whatnot? I don't know these fucking characters.
You see El Pantalones?
And then they'll just fucking pause. And they'll just stare at you. You know, Dora will just stare at you to scream like, are you waiting for me to answer?
What the fuck are you looking at, bitch?
I'm asking my nephew. He's like, he's laughing. He's like, he's pointing. He's like, all right, I'll answer this bitch. I'm like.
Right there.
Like, there.
There's your socks.
Like, how can you not see it? Like, is this bitch stupid? my nephew has a great time with me watching that shit with him. What the fuck is going on?
The Rebbe's friends are assholes.
What's going on over there?
There is a birthday going on here.
Do you want to
get
on this?
If you ever heard our episode,
do we have another
mic
set up?
I can set one up.
Yeah, you do.
She's not allowed to be on the show.
I know she's not allowed to.
Her husband doesn't let her on.
But, what happened?
But she can sneak it because he's not really paying attention. He's over there talking to Mike.
Well, this is Jeanette. If you haven't heard our past episodes in a while, Jeanette
Sexy Spider Jeanette.
Yeah.
Sexy Spider.
Yeah. That's what we called you. That's what you are now.
Nobody can hear you because you don't have a microphone. So right now you don't exist. Sorry.
That's how radio world works.
All right, I'm going to sip this one down a little slower.
It's only your first.
Yeah.
Second whiskey.
You know what I should? I'm going to build towers. You think I can do that?
You
with
can do that.
Glass?
Definitely.
Just like three they rock
might
glasses.
They might run out of glasses, though.
That's what I'm saying.
So I don't know if they have that many here.
No, they have like three here. Apparently, people keep stealing them. They think it's me. I'm like, why would I want to steal these crappy rock glasses?
It's true.
Like, I got nice ones in my house.
All right, so I'm going to go back into something that we were talking about the last episode that got cut off.
Sure.
Are you going to play something?
Yeah, I'm going to play right after.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Well, yeah, I just set up her microphone.
You can do what you want. It's your show too now.
You pulled me out, motherfucker?
I pulled all of us out.
Son of a bitch.
So she can talk after the song then.
Well, I'm not going to play right this second.
God damn it.
Is it time?
You know, you can play music.
Fuck,
now.
Man. Well, let me go into the background at least.
All right.
Of what I fucking did. So
God fucking did. You know what? Now he's not allowed to introduce himself anymore. He's lost that privilege.
I lost that privilege. All right, well, about a week ago, I went to a bar called Sinclair's Pub, and that's out in
West Babylon.
And there was a benefit for Tom Wick, who was big in the hardcore and punk scene on Long Island. He passed away sometime last year. He was hit by a driver that hit and run, basically. He never stopped. Nobody knows who it was. He passed away from hit and run. So they had a benefit for his family. We saw a bunch of bands. The Rebel Dead, which is a good friend, Jared Slionsky's band. They did a reunion. You can actually check him out. His new solo project is called Tremblin' Jackson. A band called Live Fast, Die Fast. 10 Pints In. A couple of friends in Haunted Hacienda. Yesterday's Heroes. Bad Like That and Taxi Driver. So it was a good time, you know. All these bands came out. It was they generated a bunch of money for the family.
Yeah, and, man. Yeah, I got good photos there. I saw them on your Instagram.
So I'm actually going to play a song right now by Haunted Hacienda. They were happy enough with our show to give us a demo.
Cool.
You know, and wanted us to play it for them. So we're going to play Battle of Yonkers by Haunted Hacienda off their old-ass demo. That was Battle of Yonkers by Haunted Hacienda off their old-ass demo.
Nice. They have a website?
Probably.
Made a prep in the second time you did this.
Dude, I do this all the time. That's
you
just
know what? I'll check out Facebook here. House of Hacienda.
Haunted.
Haunted.
Hacienda.
Let's see. You
know, the Ornia Spore must have told you how to spell Hacienda.
Yeah, I know. But I don't. I yell at her.
Spell Haunted Hacienda.
You know
no.
Hacienda?
No.
I'm like, no. And I don't have to, Dora.
You can find them at www.myspace.com/hauntedhacienda. That's HAUNTEDHACIENDA. Also, you can find them on Facebook at www.facebook.com/pages/hauntedhacienda.
Nice. In fact, we got to set up our new MySpace.
Oh, yeah.
I got one for myself, and I haven't even touched it yet, though.
Yeah, neither have I.
I'm like, you welcome to the new MySpace. Click here. I'm like, eh.
Oh, shit. Is this
I don't
fucking
even want to get involved in another fucking social media page. I'm so sick of all this other shit.
MySpace?
MySpace, Facebook, Twitter, fucking
dude, that's the way of the world, man.
Instagram. It's dumb.
They make jobs just for people.
I understand.
Do that for fucking
I don't get it.
Neither do I.
I don't get it. It takes like 5 seconds. So, I mean, if you own a fucking thing, like, why can't you just do it yourself?
You know how many places, like, my friends who own businesses, I had to show them how to use, including this bar, how to use a Facebook page? And these people are supposed to be computer savvy.
It takes a lot, even though it takes a lot of time. I'm lagging behind our own website, man.
It's always like
that's the website, yeah. And if I knew how to work the website and all that shit, I'd help you out. But
dude, I'll show you right now. Well,
the fucking Facebook, even my Twitter, I'm like, I go on like once or twice a week.
I'll go like sporadically, man. Sporadically.
I guess I should just hook it into my phone.
That's what I do.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Fucking, yeah,
that's what. But yep. Whiskey. Oh shit! I want to pound this motherfucker. I really do.
Take a deep breath, Albert. Take a deep breath.
Should I? One sip at a time, one drink at a time?
Yeah, fucking just. Is that what you need? I mean, the drunker you get, the funnier it's going to be, so.
Yeah.
You know.
So we record actual hour three tonight. It might just be me and Jameson talking. You go, nah!
I
don't know what you're talking about. I edited this shit. I don't sound anything like what you think I do.
Did you plug her in yet?
What happened? Oh, no.
Did she turn it on?
No, he didn't plug her in.
Get in there. Hey, you in? Are you in?
Check it.
Hi, Jeanette. Welcome to the Elvis and Alfred Show.
Hi, boys.
There we go.
Do you want headphones, too, so you can hear what we're talking about?
I like your new hair color.
Thank you.
It looks good.
I don't know when I hear myself. I'll make it worse.
You don't want to? Usually, you're like super wasted by the time you get on here anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Jeanette coming back here as one of the Penny Regulars. She is also the wifey.
Can you hear us?
Of Jay, one of the members of the Half Penny Pub Dart Crew, the only team that we actually have here for the Half Penny Pub.
Well, yeah, because not the most athletic bar.
Yeah, what happened? You guys got hockey jerseys, but never started a hockey team.
No, we just wanted hockey jerseys.
All right, because I see them every once in a while. I was like, oh, maybe they had a hockey.
No, team. I was the only actual hockey player to get a jersey. Brett will like to say he's a hockey player, but he plays deck hockey. Anyone can play it's soccer with hockey sticks.
Yeah, I know. We can start a hockey team. I'll play. I haven't played in a long
How
time.
How about a bowling league here, good. Man? Or a volleyball here?
We can do a bowling league.
Hold it. We can do totally like six fucking teams for bowling.
We should do an Elvis and Alfred Show fucking bowling team.
Can we bring in like a random ringer?
George. George can be the ringer.
Old man, old creepy George or gay
no,
George?
No, tall George.
Gay George, okay.
Yeah, that guy can fucking bowl like a motherfucker.
Well, he cheats. He's got like, you know, he's, well, by the time
he's
he
like 7 feet
yeah,
tall.
By the time he lets go of the ball, it's halfway down the fucking
basically,
lane,
yeah,
so.
Yeah. Would you like to join our make-believe bowling team, Jeanette?
Only if I'm the dude.
Totally.
That's fine.
Yeah.
We'll get a ball that says the dude on it for
we'll
you.
We'll get you a robe.
Actually, when we go bowling, I'm usually called Big Earn. Because Big Earn's way cooler.
Big Earn is way cooler.
Just yelling at people, you're out of your element!
I just want to wear a robe and drink White Russians all day.
Shut the
Me
fuck
too.
Up, Donnie.
If only the penny had, like, heavy cream or something, I would drink White Russians all the time.
Ew.
When I'm off the wagon
delicious.
Again.
Delicious.
Is that milk and
when
vodka?
I'm off the wagon, I'll bring it up.
Ugh. Ew, I can't drink milk.
This house.
I'm not going to lie, I've come here with milk and been like, but this is my drink, please.
You have to start inviting pregnant chicks up here. Some milk and did you ever hear that Fat Mike story?
No.
Apparently, years ago, I was Did you ever watch the Coke the Clown?
Yeah, the music video.
Not the video. The when he goes down and does South by Southwest. What the fuck was it? Emos?
Emos, yeah.
And he gets banned?
Yeah.
All right. Well, he tells a story about when he was on tour one time and this pregnant chick really wanted to fuck him. So he's like, I'm into really kinky shit. So yeah, why the fuck not? You know, I'll fuck a pregnant chick. So he basically brings her up to the room, hog ties her, and milks her and makes a White Russian out of it. I thought it was probably one of the best stories I've ever heard.
That is so gross.
That is pretty gross.
Probably tasty.
How did it taste?
I mean,
no, I don't know that I would drink it, but
vodka and Kahlua.
She was probably like still drinking like alcohol, so her breast milk tastes weird. You know what I mean?
I would
tell her to drink a lot more whiskey, because then it'll probably taste like caramel, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know.
Drink like SoCo?
Is that how it works?
I don't know. You tell me. I don't.
But not SoCo and lime, because the lime and the milk, that'll curdle. Yeah, that stuff will curdle. It's you true. Not want to drink that.
I try it. You wouldn't try breast milk?
No. Maybe after like four more of these, I'll be like, yeah, fuck it, go ahead. Milk.
At least it's coming from, you know, your body processes your, you know, like breast milk.
I will say this, though. Cows are a cleaner animal than a lot of the women I've met in my life, so...
Understandable, but your body isn't made to break down other
animals. Yeah, but it's pasteurized milk. Shit. I don't know, dude.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I only drink 2%, so...
I'd suck a titty milk. I don't give a shit.
Would you? I guess everyone's like...
I actually did know a girl who got pregnant, had an abortion...
She still
and
had...
And still had...
Lactating?
Yeah.
She was like, what, 4, 5, 6 months?
Something like that.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
And her...
be pretty far along.
She's telling me that her boyfriend loved sucking on her titties and drinking them up.
Wow.
I was like, I don't...
Oh, is her boyfriend's name Jameson?
I was like, ugh.
Apparently, I don't knock girls up.
Oh, the test came back. It's not yours.
There was no test, but definitely wasn't mine.
Oh, his drinking the sperm split the other way.
Seriously.
I don't think I'll ever do it. Maybe. Depends on a girl.
Let's ask hour three, Alfred, later on.
I'll try anything twice.
Like, I'll suck on that titty! Just give me that titty! Give me that fat titty, animal!
Give me that titty!
Just suck on that fat titty, animal! Give me that sweet breast milk. Well, I don't know, but I'm kind of curious to see like if alcohol really affects the taste. Cause you know what they say, like for women that are lactating and breastfeeding, they can't drink alcohol because it will affect the taste of the milk.
Why don't you try that out?
Well, I could, kinda technically.
I'm pretty sure you could.
Yeah,
just be like, why don't you whip that thing out? Let me see what that's about.
Yeah, I'm like, why don't you drink some Kahlua and some whiskey here? I want to do a little litmus test on your. Yeah.
A litmus shit. Test.
I just wanted to test this out, you know?
It's like one of those pre-mixed fucking Fridays drinks.
Just a titty form.
No, I'm sorry, I wasn't drinking. You got fucking tit milk fucking dripping out. While you're driving.
I was sucking on some titties, but I was not drinking. I don't know what that bitch was doing, though.
I'll try it.
Right here. Do this 8-ball, drink this bottle of vodka, and let's party.
Fellas, I smell a new episode coming up.
New bet.
New bet.
Coming for 2014's New Year's resolution to quitting smoking.
So,
all we gotta do is prank some women in.
So not it.
Let's hear about that fucking hangover that you had for
my fingers on my nose.
40 hands.
The what?
Let's hear about the hangover that you had the next day at the Edward 40 hands.
It was fucking.
Coming up in hour two here at More Life Radio.
Yeah, hour two was the fun hour of me drinking Edward 40 hands. But, like, the next day, I, like, headache. I drank like a full pitcher of water. I'm on the toilet for, like, an hour. You know, one of those, like, intense shits. Where, like, you just, like, you have to take off your shirt, and you're just sitting there sweating, taking a naked shit.
I always take all my clothes off on the toilet.
You take a naked shit?
You have to.
Oh, yeah, when you're at, it's your house.
Yeah.
That's only not when it's intense. You know, like the sweat is building on your upper lip.
He actually looks at his, he has family members that live with him. We do not.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, my house is naked town.
Oh, that's awesome. But, yeah, man, and then
it's time to come over unexpectedly.
Knock, knock, knock.
Fucking hey, man. And then, like, it's one of those when you're just done, you have to pass out for, like, a second or two. You know what I mean?
You wake up, your legs are completely asleep it wasn't on the ball.
It's not something, yeah, it wasn't something, like, I needed to be done. It was an event. Like, it was, that was happening.
You're playing the final countdown the entire time.
I'm like, Jesus Christ, I am never drinking malt liquor ever again.
Later today. Like, that's what you say, right?
No. No.
You give up too easily. That's your problem. What you have to do is you have to train yourself to like these things. Like me, I was like, fucking beer is gross. I was 13 years old. Oh, this is disgusting.
Yeah.
14 years old, I was like, fucking beer is the greatest thing ever. Give me more of that shit.
I hear you. I did the same thing with whiskey. Like, yeah. I never understood like how my grandparents and my dad always drank like whiskey. You know, the way I'm drinking whiskey now?
You got to train your taste buds.
You really do.
You would be an Alfred first started hanging out with. I used to like mixed drinks. I mean, I drank beer and mixed drinks. And Alfred would be drinking these fucking whiskeys on the rocks. So finally one day I'm in Atlantic City, and Atlantic City, I found out, was nothing like Vegas. So when you get a free drink, you don't have a choice of what you get. They go, okay, well, here's what kind of beer do you have?
Like a rum and coke?
You get a Miller Lite.
All right.
No. Okay, how about what kind of rum do you have? And I was like, well, what kind of whiskey do you have? They're like, oh, Jack Daniels. I'm like, oh, let me just try Jack Daniels on the rocks. And I was like, can't do this. Can't do this. 3 weeks later, I was fine with it.
You got to drink with
I want to see. Can we reverse this? Can we have you drink whiskey all night?
I drink like cranberry and vodka.
What do you guys have to be responsible
for? You never touch fucking cranberry and vodka again.
Alfred drinks.
Not only do you become fucking completely psycho, you were like an asshole.
Oh, was I?
Oh, yeah. Remember that night?
Yeah.
You were like fucking man.
No,
you were a dick. But not only that, but you're like puking up fucking pink shit.
Really did. It was fucking... That, flew out of
I'm saying one day you stay sober.
And you have to be the responsible clock watching guy. Yeah.
And then
you can drink breast milk. It's
gets
okay.
Gets absolutely fucking annihilated on whiskey. Back to back whiskey.
He passed out on your 30th, right, over here?
Because at...
On whiskey?
At Jeanette's wedding, I was drinking Captain Morgan on the rocks the entire time. Oh, and right?
That's different.
And I wasn't the one who needed the ambulance. That was touching dicks with Remy behind the bar.
It was not me, by the way.
Remy needed an ambulance?
Yeah, well,
I didn't hear
so was a hypochondriac.
Oh, this was funny. This is a funny story.
You can tell. It was your wedding season.
Okay, well, I can tell it also because I didn't even actually really have a drink at my wedding. I did a couple of shots as I walked by the bar.
You didn't do what you did. You did a shot to you.
I had a drink in my hand, and I intended on drinking it, and then... I would put it down.
But
and
you were
kind
of like the hostess of the whole day.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
I was taken all about. It's not fun being a bride, by the way.
I don't like
much
seeing
more
a drunk
fun
bride,
being
to be honest with you. Like
well,
a super
I didn't
want to
be a drunk bride, but I wanted to be a having a good time kind of bride.
Yeah,
but,
like I drank a whole bottle of champagne in the limo. That's okay.
I really didn't drink anything.
That's a good bride.
It is a good bride.
Except everybody was at the bar, so every time I walked by the bar, there were shots, and I was like oh, thank you.
Oh, cool.
Our tables were always empty. We were always at the bars.
I know. We had, like, waiters that would bring drinks. You guys didn't have to get up and go to the bar.
We didn't want to wait that extra, like, minute and a half for our drinks.
No, I like going up to the bar.
It was funny.
Like, I like the waiter service when I'm eating where, like, you want a drink. And I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
I'm the guy that gives the fucking waiter, like, $10, and I'm like,
keep it coming.
make sure these bottles are never empty.
For me and my girlfriend, I gave him, a $40 tip.
Every time
one bartender.
Bottle.
So I always made sure I went back to that guy.
Yeah, exactly.
The one who wasn't an asshole.
I don't even know. Wasn't really drinking.
Anyway, back to your story.
Back to the story. All right, so, well, from my point of view, what's funny is that I was
dancing.
Are you watching
the lesbians make out? Oh, sorry.
Yeah, well,
the one's
like,
kind of cute. The other one's a beast.
The other one's like a field hockey player.
Beast!
That's usually how it works.
What is this, field hockey? Come on. All right, so.
I love watching field hockey. Kidding me? Anyway.
So, I was dancing. I got really hot because, I don't know, they thought it was fun to surround the bride on the dance floor. Like, I was starting to have, like, I was like, okay, everyone's a little too close. I need to get outside. So I went outside with Mikey B, getting some air. And then all of a sudden, the maitre d', who was, like, my shadow the whole night, came over. And he's like, don't worry about it. The ambulance is here. Everything's under control. I was like, what?
The ambulance is here.
I was like, what does that mean? Like, Mikey's like, it's okay. Don't worry about it. I'm like, are you kidding?
I'm going to do the before this happened
okay.
story
you
right
go,
now.
You go before.
I'll do the before the ambulance got their story.
I'll do the after.
Remy and his fiance are sitting right next to me and my girlfriend at the table. And he thinks, quote, unquote, thinks he's allergic to shellfish. Doesn't know he thinks he's allergic. And he ate it, and he's fine. He's sitting there fine. He's like, I'm a trained medical professional. That's why I do the ambulance shit.
Right.
And I'm like, you're fine. I'm like, can you breathe? Yeah. I'm like, are you swelling up at all? No. Let me look at your eyes. I put my, like, you know, the flashlight for my camera.
Yeah, isn't
on
that shit instant?
Yeah.
But at this time, did he tell you that he knew what he ate? Because when I talked to him, he said he thought it was a meatball.
No, that's what, yeah. He goes, I thought it was a meatball. I was like, why, if you're allergic to it, why'd you eat? He goes, I thought it was a meatball. I'm like,
more importantly, why is there a meatball on a salad?
Thank you.
Like, it's a meatball salad.
It was a crab cake on
a salad.
It
was a salad.
And the salad, the salad was called a crab meat salad on top of that. It was fucking funnier. So I'm telling his fiance, I'm like, he's fine. Just drink some water, take a deep breath. Go outside and smoke a cigarette, you'll be fine.
Maybe it was imitation. It wasn't probably real.
Well, either way, he was fine. I go to the bathroom. I start talking to some more of the wedding guests that were at a different table. All of a sudden, I walk back in, and she tells me, this is where you pick up the story.
Yeah. So I'm like, there's an ambulance coming? What is happening? Who? Mikey's like, don't worry about it. Remy's allergic to shellfish and ate the crab cake. I was like, are you kidding me? Is this a joke right now? Is this really happening? Like, someone's going to have, like, die at my wedding? What the fuck? So I'm like, all right, let's go. Now I'm like, let's go. And then I see Jay, because we barely saw each other the whole night, and I'm like, oh, hi, honey. Thanks for marrying me and ignoring me all night. That's
what's
cool.
Up, wifey? Yeah. We're married now. I don't need to pay attention.
I'm like,
to
apparently Remy's kitchen. Having some sort of allergic reaction and is going to the hospital.
Did he leave?
No.
So we go out front. The ambulance wasn't there at this time. The best is Melissa.
Melissa's Remy's fiance.
She is.
Starts taking pages, eh?
Now, let me paint a picture of Melissa. All right. That Mob Wives
growing
show.
Up. She's grown up.
She is.
Is she really?
She is,
she's
like.
She's a weed head, huh?
Yeah, she's a complete weed.
Yeah,
weed
she could kill somebody. I'm a little scared of her. So
the Cheweenie kind of knocks off her killer instinct, though.
So, like, I'm outside. Remy's, like, got his hands behind his back. Like, he looks like he's getting arrested talking
to a police
officer.
By the way, in Nassau County, police officers respond with the Nassau County Police Department ambulance.
Oh, really?
And that's where her wedding was, right in Nassau County.
Great.
Yeah, yeah.
So it looks bad, too, when you walk outside. It was two park police guys, right?
Yeah, and then, yeah. Because it's on the, like, the golf courses.
The Bethpage
golf State course. Park, yeah.
Where the U.S. Open was.
So he's like, I'm fine, don't worry about it, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, are you sure you're okay? I'm like, I feel really bad. And he's like, yeah, I thought it was a meatball. And I'm like, well, you're an idiot, because why is there a meatball in a salad? But whatever. And then,
like, I saw balls, I needed it in my mouth.
And then I'm trying to, like, calm Melissa down, because she's really agitated. And often when I see them together, she's very mad at him. That's just how things
she's
go.
She's dating a homosexual.
I'd be mad at him, too, if I was married to him.
So I'm, like, trying to calm her down.
Every fucking time. You start smacking these.
Son of a bitch!
And then apparently the officer asked him if he's ever passed out before, like, going through, like, the questions or whatever, and he's like, no. And then I'm talking to her, and in the middle of our conversation, she's like, you're such an asshole. Yes, you have. Starts yelling, and I'm like, And she's like, he's fucking passed out before. He's a liar. He's lying to everybody. And she's
way to steal the thunder from the bride.
She wasn't that way. She was drunk, but she wasn't wasted.
That's just how she is. Okay. That's just how she is. So I was like, why don't you come inside and have a shot with me? Because she needs to calm down. And she's like, no, I need to stay with him. He's a baby. He needs to be taken care of. And I was like, but it's a bride's request. Come do a drink with me. And she was like, no.
Fuck your wedding.
She was like, no. I was like, well, I'm going inside to drink.
That's
what.
And you walked in. You walked in. I walked in. I was walking down the hallway back from the bathroom. And she's walking in. You're just like, what? I was like, what's going on? You're like, Remy's in the ambulance.
Remy's
I don't
going
know.
To, go, Remy's that's going like, to
that's
hospital.
What we, that's what me and you did a shot.
Yeah. Yes.
So I was like, I told him not to fucking call 911. He's fine.
Yeah. Well, he said, even when I went outside, he's like, don't worry about it. I'm fine. I took, like,
a
ton of Benadryl. I'm fine.
If you were having an allergic reaction, Benadryl will not save you.
Yeah, and he would have felt it. His throat would have started closing up. Something would have started puffing up.
Exactly. You know, like,
if I drink orange juice, my throat closes up. Immediately. Yeah.
You're a hypochondriac. Shut up.
I wish that was true. I used to love orange juice.
Way to steal the thunder from the bride there, Remy.
That's what I said. I was like,
it's okay.
Someone wanted to one-up the bride tonight. Fucking Melissa.
It's okay. It wasn't like I put my mom in an ambulance, so that's cool, right? That's better.
And it wasn't
true.
I didn't kill anybody.
You weren't a bridezilla, so it was fine.
No, but I almost did. I almost was. I did.
Were you?
I did break my table, my coffee table, the glass table, because I was agitated.
Did you karate chop it?
I kind of palmed it and cracked it. And I didn't realize. I was like, oh, I hurt my hand. And then I was like, and Jay's like, you broke the coffee table. I was like, shit. Whoops.
We had shitty bridesmaids.
Whoops. Well, it was kind of a lot of everything.
Swing and a miss.
I tried to be very easygoing and whatever about everything, but, you know, that's not how things go.
I think from 2009 to 2011, I was part of a bridal party for nine of them, like nine weddings. I was in a bridal. Like, I have so many flasks with my fucking initials engraved on it.
Yeah, whatever I have to do to not ever be a bridesmaid or a maid
bridesmaid
of honor.
Sucks.
I don't want to do that.
But anyway,
we do shit.
I have voluntarily been like, if you guys are going to have a cut list for your wedding, don't feel bad about cutting me. I say it to so many of my friends.
I'll go to a wedding. Yeah. Well, I don't want to be in the party, though.
Mm-mm. Nobody invites me to their wedding.
Well, my friends from high school sleep with all the brides.
Groomsmen have like two jobs. Make sure we dress the same. And make sure we have a good bachelor party. That is it. Rehearsal dinner, and then the fucking ceremony.
The last four or five weddings that I would have gone to, my friends have married girls that I've banged already. So
I'm coming close to one of my ex-girlfriends getting married, so I never did it yet.
No, they weren't girlfriends.
Okay. I'm just saying, like, I never... Actually, no, that's not true.
Boy, I'm a scumbag.
Is one of them going to be a lesbian wedding?
Oh, yeah, eventually.
Well, it's not like you're banging them at the wedding.
No, I would never do that.
He's like the night before, baby.
Or I'd never do
not
that.
Not yet.
I'd never do that while I'm sober chasing.
Well, it's coming down to the...
Starting in June. We still got 20 minutes left.
Yeah, what are you doing?
What time did we start? I thought it was like 18. 11 we started.
11, 18, bro.
18.
Oh,
this
okay.
You need to finish that drink so you can get more on your tower over there.
No, I don't think we're going to have a real tower here.
Need to get a water.
Nah, fuck it. I'm drinking. I don't give a shit at this point.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Right now I won't. Plus, like, this whiskey, my whiskey hangovers are far better than my fucking, especially my fucking Edward Forty Hands fucking
I remember back in the old Butcher Boys days, we used to do Dollar Beer Night. He would just text me, or even call me back in the day, the next day after we drank all, like, 18 beers each for a dollar. He'd just be like, I just had the worst beer shits of my life. I'm not doing that next week again. Then next week we come
I am
out.
Never drinking again. This should be my motto.
If the worst of it is beer shits, then you're fine.
Not his beer shits.
It's just feeling like crap all day.
It's that bubble guts. It's not even the shitting parts, the way your stomach feels.
Yeah.
No matter how much you shit, it doesn't feel better. It's just like, oh, God.
But you have to figure out the cure. You gotta fill your stomach with something that's gonna make it feel good.
Throw up.
Yeah, I tried all the greasy foods. Mine is Chinese soup. I like Chinese soup when I'm hungover.
What I would do is I'd wake up, I'd slam a glass
like
of water.
Like a big Italian hero.
Yeah, really?
Yeah.
I used to slam a glass of water, a glass of orange juice, a glass of soda, and then I take three Advil. So that's what I do.
I like
because the water would rehydrate me, the caffeine would make my headache go away from the soda, and then the orange juice would give me vitamins.
Orange Gatorade and a bag of pretzels. Let me buy a bag of pretzels. Let me the gigantic bag of
you do pretzels?
Yeah.
Really? Nah, usually it's just like a pitcher of water, three Excedrins, fucking like greasy fucking like Chinese soup, and then like coffee. And then hopefully that's the end of my shit. But it's not ever with beer. That's why every time I see like a girl who pounds beer, all I think about in the back of my mind is like, what kind of beer shits do you have in the morning? Like, literally, that is my thought process. When I'm like, I can drink beer forever. I'm like, you must have some weird shits in the morning.
you must have a smelly asshole.
That's all I think about sometimes.
You think about them shitting?
A little bit.
That's upsetting.
It is.
He's not.
I have a weird mind.
No breast milk. Female shitting, though.
Yeah. No, not that I got to enjoy it. I'm just thinking.
I don't know. You are.
If we were talking breast milk, he'd be enjoying it. Is what he said.
I'm not saying that too. I told you that too. I'm like, I'm not going to enjoy any breast milk anytime. Maybe
you are slightly Japanese, so there is some weird shit over there. I don't know what's hereditary.
That's only
that
you
shit.
And you're ignorant of just saying like labels of saying that's weird. You're like, why do you have to block? Why is it weird? Why can't you just enjoy what you want to enjoy? Why do you have to put labels and things?
I think buying used panties in a...
I think
why is that weird?
Tonight.
Because I'm
why is that weird to you?
Because I'm American.
I thought immediately it was China, and I was like, China's behind us. Oh, that's not China.
That's not China? I thought it was China,
it's not China.
Oh, no, it's just some white
congratulations, asshole. Dude. You got your song in the jukebox.
Congratulations. You jumped higher than everybody else today. Get over it.
You earned yourself a free pan pizza from Pizza Hut. And a gold star. But, no, you know, it's only us where we think of, like, labels of saying, like, sexuality is weird.
Because we're American.
Because, yeah, because we, the Western culture, they think everything's weird if it's not, like, missionary style. You know what I mean?
There's other positions.
See, that sounds weird.
But I'm just saying, like, why, you know, for like, because they, all right, Japanese, they have no god. They don't put barriers with fucking sexuality.
Well, Japanese, I think some of the weirdness is more about their whole, like, their porn. They have to.
They have no barriers. Well, they think sex is just to be enjoyed.
But their porno has to be, their porno, it's like
they have to have bush.
They have to have bush and they blur it out otherwise, correct?
But what? Even they blur it. Even if they blur
they
it
blur
out,
blur genitals out of Japanese porn.
Oh, you're talking
no.
Asian porn?
Well, then it's
this
not
is their,
porn.
The one
not Asian porn. Japanese like
this is the one
porn.
Where no, they're no, no.
Like not the stuff that you have.
No, I mean even if you go and look at Japanese porn, most of the time here it's all blurred
plus,
out.
Plus, it's from Japan.
From
yeah, because they grabbed it off their TV, like
I
their
know
channel
this
4.
I'm obsessed
like
with
that's
Asians.
Already on like regular. Because
you're looking
broadcast.
At it right now on your computer.
That's all broadcasted TV. It's not like a special channel that they have to buy and wait until like 11 o'clock at night to watch. That's on like. 5 in the morning, 8 in the morning, in the middle of a fucking, like, a busy day of a airtime
good morning,
schedule.
Tokyo.
Yeah.
And now here's some fucking.
Yeah. They put barriers around sexuality the way that the Western culture does.
What was that line in Eurotrip?
Excuse me.
Excuse me. Excuse me.
No, the,
That one. You know, it's just here that, like, same thing with, like, like it's European, they don't put restrictions on like sexuality out there. Like they're free and open to express themselves as freely as they really want. Like if you want panties in a fucking vending machine, so be it. We're not gonna fucking judge. It's only here where people turn their noses, saying that I'm not saying that it's right either. Put it that way. I'm just saying like
what I got out of this is Alfred's into some freaky shit.
I'm not even saying that too. I'm just saying that you know you shouldn't put barriers like that. You shouldn't be ignorant about that kind of crap. You know, just because you think it's weird, just think like you know, the rest of the world doesn't think of. But then
where does it stop? Like child.
That stopped. Yeah, that's wrong.
But
you know?
But says who? You say it's wrong because. But
now,
it's acceptable.
Now we're talking about children. What are we talking about here?
I'm just saying there's panties in the vending machine. Now we're going to talk about touching children. There's putting the endangerment of a fucking child here.
Well, I mean, honestly, who thinks a 16-year-old is a child?
But in other countries, it's acceptable.
Not like children. How far are we going here?
Are we going to Bangkok? Are we going to Thailand? What's up? Do anything for $10.
I'm not saying it's right. At all. But I'm just saying, if you're going to say that in other countries, things are... a little more open and free, and things should be a little bit more like that here.
Not to the point where like, you're raping a 4-year-old with, like, a pig's penis and shit. I'm just saying, like, you know, if you...
Wow. All right, now we know where you're going there. Now we know where your mind is.
When it goes to a point where, like, you can't just say, like, for instance, like, we've been battling nonstop, basically, with just gay marriages here, you know? Which is ridiculous to me. To me, it's ridiculous.
It's not in the Bible. It's against Jeebus.
Yeah, well... A lot of things in the Bible don't make sense, though.
Because people put a
I'm
lot
pretty
of
sure if you read the Bible enough, you can find a spot where it says gay sex is perfectly fine.
But, I mean, yeah, it's very contradictory throughout the whole thing. Like in one chapter or...
Son of a bitch!
17 times.
Stab you. I'm going to stab you with a microphone.
I will be impressed.
But yeah, people will use the Bible as like they'll just miss. You know, they'll
on
put
the 18th
their whatever
time,
words
we'll
they want
them.
Just to, for their idea.
Where was I with that thought? Did you just finish it for me?
No. You're just talking about
contradictions in the Bible.
Right.
Yeah.
See, one chapter says one thing, and then
Well, you were raised in a Bible flipping household.
Hey, does anybody want to go to the hot water music show on Friday?
No, I gotta work.
Or Sunday, I mean.
I gotta work.
All right.
What time is on Sunday?
They're selling $13 tickets.
You're very quick to say you're going to work.
I know I
got to
work.
I got to work. Whatever day it was,
put it up on the
work.
Show, but that's this is going to be 3 weeks on the fucking
No, this one's going to up on this Thursday.
This is Thursday.
This Thursday is going up?
Yeah, this Thursday is going up.
All right, check it out, people.
So this is the Paramount, right?
So the Paramount's doing a special for this why am I losing shit? I fucking hate everything about this goddamn place. The Paramount is running a special for this weekend for $13 tickets for the Hot Water Music, La Dispute, and the Mezingers show on Sunday. The show starts at, doors are at 7, show's at 8. $13 tickets, go to Ticketmaster.com, put in the...
Shut the door, Jesus! Shut the door!
And then,
Meatloaf!
Put in the promo code 2013. 2013, you get $13 tickets.
That's awesome. So you just go to Paramount and, ParamountNY.com?
Go to Ticketmaster.com.
Ticketmaster?
Like I just said. You're listening.
I was just getting looking at this guy with the fucking door over here. So Ticketmaster.com, and then buy a ticket, and then use promotion code
2013.
We got $13 tickets. That's a your fucking steal, dude.
Yeah, dude. I think with the fees and everything, it's like 15 or 16.
Still, it's $15 a ticket to watch that.
Yes, sir. It's going to be a great show.
Damn it. Wish I could go. Well, if you're going to be up for it, people on the internet, it will be this Sunday, right?
Sunday.
Nice.
Sorry, man. I'm doing some legwork for fucking merch, trying to get a...
Still candy. Looking for that fucking thing? What's he asking for?
No, I'm talking to my buddy Christian. Christian McKnight, who is part of Live Nation. No, he's not.
He's looking at Asian porn.
I am looking at Asian
obviously.
Porn.
Obviously. No, that's just his screensaver.
That's just my memories.
Yeah.
Memories in the corner of my mind now.
Yeah, Japanese girls. You do it to Jameson all the time.
I bet you they all drink breast milk there, too.
I try it. I'm not knocking it.
Did you try it?
What? I've never been with a pregnant woman, nor do I want to be with a pregnant woman.
I don't know. Would you try it?
But.
But I would drink their fucking breast milk.
I was waiting for you to continue. I would never do it, but I will.
Yeah. I was waiting for there to be more. We were all were.
I was waiting for the bass to drop.
Yeah.
Talking about our dubstep album we gotta make.
That's right, it is. We say no. What? But push come to shove, it might happen. With the breast milk.
I don't know what's going on right now.
Wait, the breast milk or the dubstep album?
Yeah,
the dubstep album is definitely happening.
What, HPV?
If I have to do that shit for myself, I'll do it. Yeah, HPV is gonna be the name of the group.
Half 25.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, love that shit.
It's fucking hilarious, man.
I do not like HPV.
Get some of that HPV in your ears.
Drop the bass. HPV, drop the bass.
It's going to be sick.
Yeah, we're making our own rap album and our own dubstep album.
Okay.
Well, at least two songs.
Like two or three songs of each genre.
Yeah, three song EP.
Would you listen to it?
Yes.
We're gonna call the demo "Drunken Breast Milk" or some shit.
Okay. Can I be included in it?
Yeah, totally. You could be like
we need up to five people. So
yeah.
Per project though, so it could be different people for each project.
It's true.
I want to be in the breast milk project.
Whichever one.
And to be stereotypical about all these like dubstep beds and all the house beds, you need You need to have Alfred will be the guy for no apparent reason with his headphones on in front of a MacBook in a video. Yeah. Like, I have no idea why that guy's there, but he's Asian on a MacBook, so he's got to be important.
Yeah. I need to have, like, long fucking hair and, like, one of those Fu Manchus.
Yeah.
And, like, one of those ribbed fucking glasses.
And an old school, like, 20-gallon cowboy hat.
Yeah.
I have to say, your husband surprises me sometimes.
From, like, Great Adventure.
Yeah.
Right? Big 10-gallon hat. Band.
For absolutely no
reason.
He's
pretty funny. But. He'll just go
and
into...
And we'll just say Alfred underneath.
He still buys CDs.
For something.
Just go into the store
say
and just buy something
like banana.
Based on what cover it is. I think this looks like it's good. And I'll buy it. And he does. That's what he does.
I was just saying that her husband surprises me all the time.
Oh, yeah, he's plays good.
Walks over. LOA, bro. I love this album.
I love hearing him singing in the background, too. Is that what you wake up to?
So when we first started dating, or whatever we were doing in the beginning,
I remember your wedding story. You rejected like 17 times.
Yeah, it was like twice.
All right,
twice. But we every time I would go into his car, he never turned the music off. So every time the car would turn on, it would just blast this metal like yeah. And I was like, can you Can you please turn the music off before you turn the car on?
Hell
please?
No.
He'd be like, yeah, next time. Next time. Never. Now he uses my car, and then I get into my car, and the metal station's on. I'm like, what's happening?
Well, Jameson, you can hit another. While you're air guitar to Lords of Acid.
Lords of Acid.
Life of Agony, bro.
I heard you say LOA. I can't hear the music in the background. LOA to me means Lords of Acid.
The lead singer of this band is actually a female now. Listen to how deep his fucking voice is.
A few bands have done that with
weird.
Metal.
Yeah, speaking of Bad Religion and Against Me, are you going to come to that show?
I believe Nikolai already got me tickets.
Sick, yeah, got me too. Little Tom Gables, did he get his dick chopped off yet?
Yeah, he's almost fully done.
Jesus, it's going to be weird.
Anyway, play some music. We're ending hour one here on the Elvis and Alvin Show, elvisandalvin.com.
Yeah, stay
Thursdays
tuned.
Thursdays 5 to 7 on morelikeradio.com. You can download us anytime on the download page of More Like Radio. Like us and More Like Radio on Facebook.
Well, you can only download the current episode, that's it.
Well, yeah, it's fine. And then when elvisandalvin.com is updated, because Alvin's actually, your timing's not that bad usually with your lag. You usually get it up right when they take it down.
Yeah.
I want
those downloaded before.
Yeah, ours. Yeah, that's understandable. You can follow me on the old Twitter at Elvis Cage. We're at Elvis Alvin Show.
You can find me at Alfred to the Max. And you can find me on Instagram, Al Takes Pictures.
And you can find me on Twitter, it's at JMO Cures Cancer. And on Instagram, it's Jameson Cures Cancer.
And I'm Elvis Cage, also on Instagram. We got some music queued up now. We talk enough for you?
Yeah, that's good. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. This is our friends Thirsty from Queens, I believe they are, or Nassau, somewhere on the island.
Somewhere west of Suffolk
West
County.
Of here. This is Thirsty with It Gets Better off of Everything We've Learned.
After this, let me bring it off like onto my laptop so we can have a fresh for the next 2 hours.
Why is there no music playing?
Because her microphone's on.
It doesn't matter.
I'll fix it. I'm going to redo that. I'm going to redo that intro anyway because I fucked up the name of the album.
And stay tuned for hour two of Alfred 40 Hands. Now, James, play something.
Yeah, for our second hour.
This is the band Thirsty with It Gets Better off of Everything We Learned. We'll be right back.
radio you have to atone for. MoreLikeRadio.com. Professional radio without the rules.
Amazing. Welcome back to Hour 2 here at the Elvis and Alvin Show at the Hashtag Conversation on MoreLikeRadio.com. It's Edward 40 Hands night tonight with my co-host Alfred.
Hey now! This guy I am going to shit weird tomorrow, I really am.
And Jameson is the happiest I've ever seen him.
I am so fucking
and I've
happy.
Known him for at least a decade.
I may not have ever been this happy.
All I know is, Alfred, that first one, half hour, you were done. Now
this
we're
one?
About an hour and a half later. How's that second one coming?
Not good. Not good at all, sir.
Yeah, it looks like you're you. No, just
I
no.
It
looks. It looks like a whole. It looks like about 36 ounces of no.
I was talking to a girl outside. She was telling me like she just
how is Patty?
Went back and forth. Oh, Patty. We named each other's toes. One of them is yellow.
So all 13 of them.
Yeah, fucking retard Patty is actually hanging out with a fucking guy that looks like an 8th grade fucking bio teacher. You know, like touching boys like 4th period and shit. You, sir, disgust me!
As the whole bar turns around and looks, he goes, what?
Yes, you! You, sir! Don't you have like a recent exam to grade or something? Touching retards.
Apparently, Kit Cobra makes Alfred angry.
Maybe he teaches special ed or science. You know,
that's it. He's living out a fantasy he's been fucking playing in his head for years.
Anyway, Lauren's back for us for hour two.
Yeah, hey, and I think Alfred's much louder in real life than he realizes.
No, I don't think.
This is why
black people scream in the movies. They drink some 40s before they go in, and they're screaming at the screen.
We figured it out.
Dude, we have figured this problem out.
Hooray for science.
If we just got rid of malt liquor, there'd be no screaming black people on the streets.
Yeah, that shit got myth busted.
Fuck all these gun laws. Let's get some 40 laws.
I have about a quarter,
three quarters of a bottle left.
Yeah. See,
brown guy plus malt liquor equals screaming. Screaming nonsense.
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 That was fast.
You disgust me, brr.
You, sir, disgust me. That might be a promo, too, for you, buddy.
Yeah.
Best of anyway, Elvis and Alfred.
While he's drinking, let's start our next topic here.
Star Wars.
No, don't sing it.
No.
I have
do
a,
it. Do it. I thought you were going to do it as you were talking about
Star
it.
Star Wars. Nothing but Star Wars. Give me those Star Wars. Don't
let wait till you go to Darth Vader. It's fucking funny.
Star Wars. If they should
find Wars. Bill Murray, everybody.
How about that nutty Star Wars bar? Can you forget all the creatures in there?
Well, we're playing this because of the White House petition.
For a Death Star.
They actually turned it down officially. And now they have fucking ridiculous for saying why they didn't want to build a Dark Star.
Well, because of the, how much was it?
I don't even remember what they said it
like
was.
Like almost 800 million?
No, trillion.
Trillion.
Alfred's Dr. Evil right now. I'd have been $1 billion.
But fucking George Lucas had $4 billion to do this.
Dude, so what was that? He needed a Kickstarter for that shit. I'd donate.
So would I.
I think everyone would, actually. Yeah.
As long as I didn't have to work the part with the laser with no fucking railing behind you where you're going to fall off and get
stabbed. That's a safety hazard. OSHA really didn't think it's involved in that.
Maybe that's what they should have said. The OSHA would not approve anything we did there.
Yeah.
And if we left open that exhaust port and didn't fucking close it up, they would have our ass.
That was one of the reasons. It's like, why would we build something with a fundamental flaw? I'm like, you don't have to build the specs, asshole.
Make the Death Star 2 then, dickbags.
It'd be the third one. Yeah. Come on.
Which I never understood about the Death Star either.
But personally, that would motivate someone like me to be an asshole and figure out how to blow the thing up.
But, like, seriously.
I would be applying for that government job. Be like, I got to be in space and blast planets apart? Yes.
Take that, Neptune.
Like, are you gonna have a problem with your conscience? No, which button? The red one? Red one? I'm pressing it right now. Yeah. No, the,
why
not
is
that
not
one.
Doing anything?
We didn't hook him up yet. Oh, can you hook it up now?
This
how about
bullshit.
Now? How about now?
Yeah.
How about now?
All these engineers that build a Death Star, like they have to bring it up to like bring up the dailies to like Lord Vader and the Emperor. Like, well, yeah, we got everything fucking working except for this one fundamental flaw here.
Well, that was the Robot Chicken special.
Oh, they said it?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, but what's the chances of somebody throwing fucking torpedoes down this one particular chute? You know what I mean?
Well, they didn't think R2-D2 was going to get those plans out, you know? It's a garbage can. If a garbage can gave the plans to someone, I'd be like, well, fuck.
Why have that flaw? Like, if you know the flaw already, why don't you just cover it up with some fucking, like, space lead or something?
Well,
or you
know,
make it smaller than a Womp Rat.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Make it like the size of a 40.
There you go.
No one will take care of it, right, Alfred?
Like, did it have to breathe or something? Like, why such like a big?
Well, like I said, the Empire responded.
Yeah, I got that queued up.
You got that right there.
You want to read it? I'll read it. Whatever.
I don't give a shit.
Well, I'll read the first paragraph. You read the second one.
Oh, we're gonna do this like in elementary school.
Yes.
Okay. I gotta
we'll do the circular.
I gotta follow along because when I was in elementary school, I had no idea what paragraph we were on when they called on me.
Oh fuck! I lost my spot.
I'm like, wait, where on this? And like, no, we read that one already. Oh, well, fuck you.
I'm like, Galactic Empire. You're like. Sandwiches! Lots and lots of sandwiches!
I'd be like, you, sir, disgust me!
Well, this is, I got this off of io9.com. President Obama recently shot down the dreams of the American people, as most presidents do, and told them in no uncertain terms that he would not be building a Death Star, despite the online petition with a whole 25,000 signatures politely requesting him to do so. Now, the Galactic Empire has given their response to the White House's response, courtesy of StarWars.com. Go ahead.
The overwhelming military superiority of the Galactic Empire has been confirmed once again by the recent announcement by the President of the United States that his nation would not attempt to build a Death Star, despite the bellicose demands of the people of his tiny, aggressive planet. It is doubtless that such a technological terror in the hands of so primitive a world would be used to upset peace and the sanctity of the citizens of the Galactic Empire, said Governor Wilhelm Tarkin of the Outer Rim Territory. Such destructive power can only be wielded to protect and defend by so enlightened leader as Emperor Palpatine. Fuck, I'm having issues here.
Representatives on behalf of the nation-state leader from the unimaginatively named planet refuse to acknowledge the obvious cowardice of their choice, preferring instead to attribute the decision to fiscal responsibility. The cost of construction they cited were ridiculously overestimated, though I suppose we must keep in mind that this minuscule planet does not have our massive means of production.
Yes,
and an admiral-coated body of the Imperial fucking Starfleet.
Embassies of the Empire
there goes the brown
also
guy talking over everybody again.
Embassies of the Empire also question that any... said. Why do I get the hard words?
Hip-hop anonymous.
It's bullshit.
It's bullshit.
What is this? What is this word?
It's like I'm having trouble with the English language.
Seditious?
Seditious? Is that what that is? Yeah. Elements? I don't know.
Ceviche?
I don't know what that is.
I'm hungry.
We get Italian? Elements within the Galactic Senate, with the Galactic Senate not to believe Earth's exaggerated claims of being a weakness in the Death Star design. Any tax made upon such a station, should one ever be built, would be a useless gesture, added Mahdi.
Well, you didn't have to build it to specs, you know what I mean? Like, it's fucking fictional.
They need to hire Alfred as a consultant.
I do like this added thing. But honestly, you know what the most disturbing part of this whole ordeal is to me? Is that Grand Moff Tarkin's first name is apparently Wilhuff.
Wilhuff paint, 40 ounces.
I am so full right now, I felt like I ate, like, 5 steaks.
Dude, why don't you describe to the people how you just took a piss? Because I'm kind of inquiring minds want to know.
Alfred took a piss.
I don't want to talk about anything except that we're Alfred 40.
But hold on. We put a cap on the second 40 to make sure he didn't cheat and pour it out or anything.
So I went in there and I already had my fly down. So I took the tip of the empty one.
Is that the one you just had in your mouth?
Yeah. So
anyway, continue.
I got it open and then I just wiggled. I wiggled like over the toilet. Until fucking, you know, Mr. Peepers
wiggle,
came
wiggle,
out.
Wiggle, 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 wiggle.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, there you are. And then I just fucking pissed.
How'd you get it back in?
I thought about
all over the floor, all over the toilet bowl.
I squatted. So, you know.
We might have to have him react this on video.
So it just retracted. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I don't know why we didn't go in and fucking
video. I told you, I wanted to run in there and videotape, but I didn't want to be the guy that runs into the men's room with a video camera.
Yeah.
The women's room, maybe.
The second time is actually going to be funnier.
Yeah, no. So. The second time we're sending in Remy.
No.
No embarrassment.
It's going to be different.
I feel bad because I just opened the floodgates. I need to finish this before I take it up. Because if I have to take another piss right now, it's not going to be pretty. I'm telling you that right now.
It doesn't get easier.
It wasn't prettier then. So
the,
it's not
the best
be
is, how long are we going to let him have the empty 40s in his hands before we take the tape off? Because I'm not doing it.
What are you talking about? We need to take this off.
And I will get him a whiskey and just taunt him. I'm going to take all the straws away.
Oh. Don't worry, Internet Radio. We are torturing our people for you.
Fuck that.
Did you bring an extra change? By the way,
no. I can't wait for him to think of some kind of ridiculous revenge for this. There was another thud of defeat from Alfred.
I don't know what you're talking about.
That was a thud of plotting, I think. I don't know. I don't even think there's any thought going on right now. It's just drink.
I
gotta finish this.
I can't chug
this
one.
We're almost in half.
I can't do this one as much as I did this
one.
We
got, 40 minutes left? We're not even that far into this.
We're 10 minutes in.
Yeah, so we got 45 minutes left of recording time.
Now, we are not ending the show until you are done.
Jameson
actually... We might go over to Cousin Joe's show tonight.
Play it. Jameson actually used to go to this bar called Blue, where they actually served 40.
Farmingdale. They actually sold the 40s of Colt 45.
That's
Farmingdale or Huntington?
What's that?
No, it's Farmingdale.
Okay.
That's the reason I'd go.
It's terrible.
Because I could just drink 40s of paper bags all night.
They put it in paper bags.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
How many 40s did you drink out there?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't go out there often. It wasn't a place I'd like to go.
Two at a time and not be a pussy about it?
Yeah. At least two a night.
I'll be the first one in, man. I'm a pussy beer drinker. I am. This is the most beer I'm drinking.
Drinking. I'm not going to make fun of you slurring words because I couldn't do that shit sober right there. I got all the hard words. This is bullshit. I pride myself on my speaking ability and I just got fucking shot down right there.
Oh, God. This is not going to be good.
The ones who inspire us.
Damn it, I hate when fucking YouTube has commercials.
The ones.
Future Alfred, edit this part out.
Got it.
Nope, not a chance. That's in there. Alfred's like, fuck you guys, I'm never editing anything you guys say.
Hey!
By the way, you are well aware I always have this queued up.
Is that for me?
Phenomena.
Well, since our song's
fuck
up,
you.
Let's talk about lightsabers again.
Screw you guys!
Last time we were talking about lightsabers, we got really into it, and he kept fucking playing it over me. I made sense then.
Ow, you can't drive with those.
Yes, I challenge accepted!
Cop pulls you over. What are you doing? Failing at life. Let's go.
We're going to leave them fucking taped to your hands, too. See? You got to drive with 40s on your hands.
I got an itch.
It'd be nice and, like, tape a cop card to your forehead.
Yeah, just tape a
piece of my license registration.
You got my PBA card, yeah. I'm good.
license registration and PBA card right on his forehead.
Right on my forehead. No, yes, officer, there.
We'll tape a condom to his chin just in case that doesn't work.
He's going to be like, oh, sir, have you ever heard of Edward 40 Heads? You're free to go.
The fuck you mean, no? I'm Alfred 40 Heads.
The fuck?
Oh, my God.
Who are these Alfred, people? Alfred, cheer these people with your Edward 40 heads.
Oh, my God, look.
They're so excited.
Look at that. I think it's homosexuals in their natural habitat.
Yeah,
don't
just
tap on the glass.
Beaver rules. It's awesome.
Beaver fever.
Yo, what's that shit with Bieber? With
holy
fucking,
fuck, where did all the people in the bar cutters? Go?
Alfred yelled at them all before they all ran away, obviously.
Like, literally, like, stop trying to fuck retards, sir.
I gotta give you a pound for that.
There you go, buddy. It's almost done. I got one more to go.
He got the pee hand.
See, now,
he still got the pee hand.
Who are fucking stupid, and they're like, oh, we're doing Edward 40 hands, but they only duct tape one hand.
No, you gotta do two.
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. I like this shit going on. You guys are fucking...
They can't.
Back
how,
in the day.
How the hell are you going to do...
Yeah.
They're doing Edwy 140 hand.
Exactly. Right. That's what I'm saying.
It should be two.
I just want to make sure everyone knows that.
And this is the first time I've ever doing, like, old liquor since, like, 1994. I don't think you were born then.
Born in 1990.
Oh, there you go. Awesome. It was four.
Four.
He was watching Bobby's World while you were fucking being a delinquent.
So you got really into like Mighty Morphin Power Rangers and shit?
Dude, I love the Pink Ranger more than anybody's business.
Oh, Kimberly.
Knew it.
Kimberly was hot as shit. I was fucking 4 years
Pink
old.
Pink Spandex.
Do you remember her on Felicity getting fucking raped by fucking Brian from fucking
But now I
would have kind of
watched Felicity.
Oh my god, really?
Yeah. Dude, I was 5 years old and I was like...
Well, welcome to
The
View.
The Pink Ranger is the one that got raped.
Yeah,
I didn't realize there were so many more females
from
on the show.
Called Life.
Okay,
yeah.
By the way,
I don't know. What
I'm just like,
what
about the Power Rangers? I like seeing the Black Rangers black and the Yellow Rangers Asian.
You know it's terrible.
And the Blue Rangers.
Yeah, yeah. Remember that shit we put on?
You know what's terrible? The Yellow Ranger was Asian, and she died in a tragic car accident when she hit a wall. Living up to stereotypes all the way to the end of her life.
She was an Asian girl in a wheelchair, like a Benetton ad. Get the fuck out of here.
I don't even know what the fuck's going on.
The red one became a fucking in a gay porn, apparently.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Where's your cousin?
I don't know. He was going to come down here, too. My cousin hangs out with the Power Rangers. Like, the Green Ranger and him are like boys. I don't know.
No, the blue one.
The green one was
the blue one.
Fighter.
Yeah, no, he is. He wants to fight the red one in real life. They have beef. It's Mighty Morphin Power Beef. I don't know what the fuck's going on there, but it's fucking terrible.
I never heard of that before.
And the blue one is actually gay in real life. He said he quit the show because they were making fun of him. My cousin had to pick him up in the airport and have like a half hour conversation with him. He's like, I didn't know what to talk about. He's like,
dude, that guy was gayer than Donatello, man. Yeah, I remember.
Why is Donatello gay?
Because Chinatello.
He's gay.
Donatello's not gay.
Donatello
totally was.
And he's not gay.
Totally
Donatello
was.
Yeah, you slam it.
So, Bill, Donatello is your favorite, wasn't it?
No, I mean, Michelangelo's. Actually, Raphael's my favorite.
Raphael's my favorite.
But, you know, he's dick.
I'm an asshole.
Yeah, exactly. It's the way it works. But Donatello was the shit, bro. He beat people up with a stick.
It's true.
You know, he had a stick. He's like, you know what? I'm going to bop you over the fucking head with this.
And he was not gay.
He was not gay.
Steel Reserve 40.
I don't know how Alfred's going to say he's gay when he fucking worked with computers all day long, and that's what Alfred does. He did what you did, and you're calling him gay. You're just not wearing a purple sash.
Yeah. By the way, I am loving everyone at the bar.
Pussy, that's why.
Everyone at the bar is posting random pictures of... Sorry, look at Bukowski.
Is he dancing?
No, Alfred's friend was just dancing, your fan club. I like how you gave him the pee hen, by the way. That's what I was saying while you were doing that. You were like, yep, shake the pee hen.
I was going to tell him I should listen
to
the show.
Put this up and around him.
Making fun of him all night. Douchebag.
Put this up and around your mouth.
Why is his jeans tighter than Lauren's?
Does it taste salty?
It's like you want to smell it? You want to smell my bottle? Check this out.
Yeah. Does it smell like peanut butter and whiskey?
You ain't going to forget that.
Crap, how much is that? It's about that.
No, you're still at half.
You're at half now.
Dude, I literally
like you're actually at half.
I literally see you take like three sips and it has not gone down.
And he pounded those last
Yeah,
times
I know.
Too,
so. I'm fucking fighting.
You know
right
what you're
now.
Doing? You're doing the whole fucking tongue in the bottle while you're trying to chug. Like you're cheating. You're cheating during a drinking game, is what you're doing right now. You're
I
only cheating yourself.
Tony Robbins, sure. fucking like.
It's like Billy Mays. But wait, there's more!
You ever see that YouTube video of the racist Power Rangers?
No.
You
posted on that a while ago, I
thought. Yeah, put it up again. Who gives a shit?
It's relevant.
We're letting show decisions be made by fucking Alfred 40 Hands over here. And I'm going to listen.
It might be the best
thing. It's funny, though.
Why
I don't know.
Why is the spaghetti in the window now?
You know, he's a little frightening.
Yeah, he is. He wants your junk.
Fucking
he's going to be willing to pull it out for you while you get paid.
He has a smell on his hands now. It's
yeah.
Crap,
there you
I
go. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Teenagers with attitude, I have summoned you here to battle a great evil. But be not afraid, I see great potential in all of you. Will, within you I see great strength and durability. For that, I endow you with the power of the mighty Mastodon.
I won't let you down, Zordon.
Jen, your cat-like agility can be attributed to your spirit animal, the saber-toothed tiger. You are the Yellow Ranger.
I can do it, Zordon!
And I'm sure your knowledge of mathematics will prove invaluable.
Actually, I'm
you know it's fucked up, man.
On, Edward,
I'm looking at the video, and the Yellow Ranger's costume is the Pink Ranger's helmet
whoa,
painted
whoa,
over,
whoa,
and it's bothering me.
I think I see what you're doing. I'm Native American.
Yes.
So Native American, red.
Maybe a Black Ranger because I'm black.
No, I made you the Black Ranger because of your spirit animal.
What about me? I'm Jewish, so let me guess. I'm green because that's the color of money?
No! Green because you have the power to summon the Great Dragon Zord.
Well, what about Victor? What color are you going to make him?
Wow.
Victor is
another black guy.
Well, Victor's going to be the other Black Ranger.
Okay, Zordon. So they're going to be two Black Rangers and two White Rangers?
No. Kyle's the White Ranger because he's the leader, and you're the Pink Ranger because you're a girl. I mean, something pterodactyl.
The most qualified person to be leader. I mean, Vicky was student council president. I don't think she could do it.
A girl leader? That's rich. Sorry, honey. I don't think Lord Zed is going to be scared off by a period.
You've got to be kidding me.
Whoa.
Listen, everybody settle down. White is the leader. If Kyle was pink, that would be totally gay.
Excuse me? And what exactly would be wrong with that?
Gay Jew? Jesus Christ. Okay. So I'm beginning to send straight.
Oh, Alfred's glad to be the best part of the show.
You might turn to the dark side.
The dark side? Where'd you read that?
So I'm thinking you're out, and so is other black guy.
Oh, where did he go? What'd you do with him?
Yeah. Now we're too short.
No, we're not, because this was my plan all along, because I see great power emanating from Jorge.
Okay.
Jorge, power sombrero.
I mean, come on, that's not even a ranger suit. Now, this is ridiculous. I'm out of here. Let's go, guys.
Guys, where are you going? Nobody has the power to defy the great will. Better not steal anything on your way out.
What's funny, it's like back in the 80s, that was like an Asian fucking like TV show for the kids and shit.
Yeah, Zentai Rangers and shit like that.
Super fun fact, Bryan Cranston from like Breaking Bad and Malcolm in the Middle.
I was saying you mean Malcolm in the Middle.
Freaking two different
Power Ranger villains?
Evil villains on Power Rangers.
No way!
Yeah. A little bit crazy.
Yeah, in the 90s, they just made it. They just took the, like, the 80s, 70s show. And it's, you know, you can tell.
It's Voltron.
But well, hold on. Do you know in, like, the Japanese version of it, like, Rangers die and, like, have tragic, terrible, mutilated deaths and shit?
My cousins came over to the Philippines. They were telling me about the Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. They were called, like, Super Heroin, whatever the fuck what show.
Super Heroin Ring. How often do you talk to Pacquiao?
But, you know, he's all right. He preached about God. Oh, you guys heard the good news?
No.
He has risen.
Matty Pacquiao?
Finally got up. Jesus.
Jesus.
I found Jesus after 2.5 ounces. 40 ounces of anyway.
Man.
2.5 ounces of 40 ounces.
After man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Have you accepted him in your heart?
Lauren, aren't you glad you stayed?
Well played, sir. Well played.
Shut the fuck up!
This might be, I'm gonna go out on a limb and say, this might be the best episode ever.
I don't know what you're talking about.
We have to abuse Alfred more often.
Yeah.
I told you, but we
do
gotta.
Do you feel better?
Yes.
I think that's my only part of this show, because last week with Joy, I fucking destroyed her.
Yeah.
She was
Jameson
angry.
Destroys minorities.
Love it. It's one of my favorite things to do.
That was pretty rough, though. Yeah.
Well, Joy was talking about black penis and balls being over the shaft. Like, there was a whole bunch of things that needed to be said.
Yeah, but then she dropped some fucking real issue bombs. Like, I'm going to meet my real biological father.
Cats in the cradle.
I wasn't exactly friendly about it either, but I was like, what the fuck are we doing here? We're supposed to be joking around. And
I think I tuned out for 10 minutes the last episode.
You really did. I'm like, I can't ignore this. Are you guys fucking heartless animals?
You're like, well, Elvis is living up to his heartless self.
Yeah, Elvis is like, hey, look, internet.
Yeah.
Alfred's like, I'll be Oprah. And me and Jameson are like, really? Are you serious right now? You meet your real dad? Can we go on Maury? Can we reveal the results of your blood test on the air?
What are you guys talking about? I'm on suicidegirls.com right
still
now.
Not your dad.
I was like, does he have money? Do you want to talk? She's like, what? I'm like, no, never mind. Uh-oh, he's getting angry.
Only because I need to pee so bad right now.
You're almost done, man.
Don't think about it. Just drink.
Honestly, it's
I
about...
can't chug.
Yeah, you can.
It's like a beer and a half. Not
I
even.
Can't chug a
That's
beer.
Not even a beer and a half.
Last time I chug a beer was my 100th pint. a fucking Guinness, and I'm never drinking Guinness ever again.
Lauren just said your vagina is ridiculously large right now.
After tonight.
Oh, yeah? You want to see my giant clit?
giant in quotations.
It's huge in Japan.
After tonight, you'll never have to drink King Cobra again, so.
Baby.
I am never drinking King Cobra ever.
Another
Queen Cobra.
Colt 45 next time.
We're stepping up the game.
Look at this guy.
This fucking kid needs to go away. He's pissing me off.
Yeah.
1994.
So, we have to plug a couple of the show sponsors, though, here, because we failed to do that in the first hour. Because we're getting to our next song soon. Revo Sync, we've been talking about. You go to RevoSync.com. You go to the coupon code when you're checking out, MORE10. You get 10% off your...
Yes, use Revo Sync so you don't wind up in Alfred's chair right now.
Yes. When your friends and you yourself make a friendly pet... You might have to get Edward 40 hand style.
Every thud you hear is a reason to go to RevoSync.com.
And if you have other things, like, listen, if you're going to quit smoking, you might start masturbating more. Why don't you just get some male masturbators or female masturbators from AdamEve.com?
That's right, Internet. Home of the Whopper Dong.
And this way you won't have to use your 40-ounce bottle. There you go.
I'm going to put this up on eBay as a message.
Slightly used.
Yeah. You check out and you do deal 48. You get 50% off your most expensive item.
That's
and you get
right.
free shipping and a free gift from AdamEve.com.
AdamEve.com.
It's fancy.
Yeah.
For all your masturbatory needs.
Masturbatory.
And
nice.
While you're masturbating, you go to suicidegirls.com and just say you gotta go to elvisandalfred.com
for inspiration
and click on it and subscribe.
That's
we get money from it. Hot chicks with tattoos. How can you go wrong?
And you give them money. It's good time.
And you get us money for Alfred to buy more 40s.
I eat.
Drink it down, bitch.
Can't. I'm fighting right now.
Suck it down.
I'm fucking fighting. I got like a beer left, you say?
Yeah, it's about a beer.
Alright, maybe after the fucking musical break.
Or three. Yeah, if Gabe's at that.
Someone go get a beer and pour it in the bottle while Alfred's not looking.
You didn't finish the first one.
Your beer got darker as we went along.
You said you don't want Guinness?
Yeah, whatever. James, what's coming up next?
What happens when you have Guinness and Cobra mixed together?
Oh, Lord.
You don't have one. I have a song.
The same thing happens when you put Cobra and Cobra together. You die.
I don't care. Do
coming
you want
up.
To play,
play yours now. I'll play mine at the end of the show.
All right.
I'm
so,
an independent man instead of shit, so.
We'll do another song from one of our...
Not good.
One of our friends from Long Island. This is Capital with the song Little Pill off of Givers and Takers.
Made of sticks and stones and
Capital with Little Pill of Givers and Takers. And apparently right now it's the Elvis and Jameson show because Bill's coming back, apparently. Alfred is outside talking to Bukowski over there.
his brother
and getting along tonight. They're fucking speaking the same language.
Hey, Alfred's not here. We can talk about stuff again.
Yeah. We could actually have a conversation and not hear every 10 seconds.
Bobby's back.
Albert's back.
Boy. This guy's asking me for a fucking light. I'm like, you kidding me? I got an Airbnb 40 inch fucking light right now.
Remy, you want to put his headphones on him? You give him a shoulder massage.
What else can I do?
He can't fight back tonight.
He needs help masturbating.
Yeah!
No means yes.
The word no in Tagalog means yes. So, down in Louisiana, which is a very enlightened state, I believe.
Yep. Yeah.
They have a law that's called the Louisiana Science Education Act.
Wait.
Which makes it easier for teachers to introduce creationist textbooks in the classrooms.
I can't say anything bad about Louisiana until after February 3rd.
Why?
Because that's where the Super Bowl is going to be played, and that's where we're going to become San Francisco. And we win our next title.
You forgot that you brought on a fucking
sports
loser
guy. Yep.
On the fucking show.
It's on.
No one cares about football anymore. Hockey's back.
Nobody cared about football.
What
before.
Is this hockey thing? Isn't that the shit they play
by
in
the
Harry
way,
Potter?
I know you watched the game of the 49ers last week.
Yeah.
Hockey's that.
But wait, hold on. Taunting's a penalty?
Fucking bullshit.
That
bro.
Is such a fucking lame thing.
It's all right. Hockey's the sport that comes around every 4 years.
Yeah.
Five.
Well, you know what it is? Like I said, if Alfred pulls his penis out and sees his shadow, hockey comes back.
If he can even pull his penis out.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm about to do it now. I need to pee.
Challenge accepted?
No challenge accepted.
Yeah,
he's already defeated.
Mama.
Yeah, I need to piss bad right now.
I do love that there's grease on in the background. It's obviously from my girlfriend. And that random, douchebag beer guy.
Yeah.
Like, you guys take requests.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, we're playing this.
Yeah, that's us.
We're playing Summer 11 right now, buddy.
Well, you heard that, right? I was trying to... I was like... No, we're not. No. And then I got up and walked away. I'm like, I'm done with this conversation. I don't have to. I'm not the PR guy here. I could be, but you suck.
Anyway, back to what I was talking about. A 19-year-old, what the hell's his name here? Zach Coplin has been unfortunately, the leader of a movement to get creationism out of Louisiana public schools. Louisiana legitimately teaches in science classes creationism.
Yep. That's impossible.
Yes.
Because it's Louisiana.
This is not taught
evolution.
He wrote, when he was 14 years old, he wrote a research paper about it for a high school English class. And 5 years later, he is the most feared advocate for education reform in Louisiana. That's just showing how fucking ignorant and stupid people are in fucking Louisiana. It's that whole Ted thing. Look what Jesus did.
Wait, hold on a second. Are you telling me that God didn't make the heavens and earth and Adam and Eve and that's
7 days?
You know, really?
That was, Earth has only been here for 6,000 years?
And dinosaurs are a ploy from the devil?
From
no,
Jews.
No.
From evil Jews.
No. Dinosaurs were made up to prevent time travelers from going back too far.
I had a friend of mine
that's
who
my
believes
theory.
That shit. Who says that dinosaur bones were mass created to bring people into museums.
I've heard that. I heard
like museums for dinosaurs, so I believe that.
Yeah, I mean, you gotta be shitting me.
Dude, do you realize Louisiana is the same state that you cannot get in trouble for driving with an alcoholic beverage as long as your straw paper is on top of your straw? Like, you can have a fucking Jack and Coke just sitting there with a straw paper on top of the straw, and it's considered a closed beverage. Yeah, it's considered a closed beverage, still. That's Louisiana.
Thus, is how we got the screenplay for...
And also, it's where Waterboy was filmed,
yeah.
So... No.
You like to be almost naked?
Fuck yeah! Creationism out of Louisiana!
You know what? Louisiana was also one of the states that wanted to secede when Obama got reelected. I think we should have let him.
Yeah.
You, Texas,
listen,
Oklahoma, West Virginia.
The city of Nolens is the only ones that are against this whole creationism thing.
Yeah, well, that's because it's in New Orleans.
I love the thuds in the background.
It's fucking hard. I need to finish this shit because I need to pee like a fucking madman.
Can we play TLC's Waterfalls?
Absolutely not.
Don't go chasing waterfalls. It'll lead to the rivers and the lakes that you're used to.
I need a fucking piss. I got.
All right. So back to in 2010, there's a process to adopt new life science textbooks that creationists barrage Louisiana State Board of Education with. And they have complaints.
Unbelievable.
Complaints. And the best is they had complaints about the evidence-based science textbooks.
What is their evidence?
They wanted to throw out science textbooks that are legit and have evidence behind them.
Well, what is your science based on here? I need to know what we're doing.
What is this
here?
Fact you speak
like,
of?
Is it Mr. Wizard science? Is it Bill Nye science? Is it me playing with fucking magnifying glass and ants in my backyard science? It's all skeptical.
Science again.
It's skeptical.
I'm
skeptical about all this. I believe I magically popped
this
out of the fucking midair.
This 19-year-old kid went to a committee of the State Board of Education in Louisiana.
19 years old.
And they had to urge them to adopt good science textbooks, and he won. This is a 19-year-old going against fucking lawyers and shit like that.
Do you know what this 19-year-old really did? He got in front of him and went, really? Really?
Hold on. Serious right now? His efforts have not gone unnoticed, particularly by his opponents. He's been called the Antichrist, a stooge for godless liberal college
professors. Dude, this kid really has...
And was even accused of causing Hurricane Katrina.
Dude, I think we should make him president.
Dude, this kid literally, all he should do the rest of his life is just look at people complain and go, really?
This is the best part. I have a clip here. Most of the aggressive broadsides, he states, have come from state legislators. He's like, I'm not talking threats or name calling. Well, they were really something to experience, he says. And here's a clip.
Here would like to stand for is if you had asked, would you prohibit
this? It wasn't what I asked.
I know.
And I am an attorney, and I listen patiently to all the accolades that everyone has behind all the little letters behind their name.
Wait,
doctor,
these are all Nobel laureates.
So,
Nobel
as an
Prize
attorney,
winners
I'm asking
who gave
a question, and I would like an answer to that question. Do you support, since you came to the table, do you support a law that prohibits the teaching of religion in the classroom?
Not in classes like English or history or comparative religions or philosophy class.
So you support the promotion of religion in an English class?
The Bible is always used in most English classes because it's a classic piece of literature.
Okay.
But not in that case.
And promotion would be the key word in response.
Yeah.
The look of this woman's face is disgust.
Just if I can respond, I did listen patiently, and I appreciate that, Senator Quinn. And the only point I was trying to make is that if you want a response to your question, somebody needed to come to the mic so it could be on the record what the response was. And I don't think that any one individual, even Mr. Coplin, can speak for everyone in the audience, and that probably...
That's kind of why I'm sorry to interrupt, but yeah. After listening to everyone, it seemed pretty clear mm-hmm. that what they were espousing is a general concept was what they consider religious references based to creationism not being taught in classrooms. So I was rephrasing it. Then do you support a bill that prohibits the promotion, the teaching of religious beliefs in the classroom?
Well, the only thing that
by the way, this woman's an actual lawyer.
That. Well, they weren't at the table.
Why do you think there's so many fucking retards walking around in Louisiana?
Instrument before Senate Bill 70 deals specifically with creationism.
You know the rule in Louisiana, you have three teeth, you know. You might as well be mayor.
Letters, little letters behind
the
name. Letters. I wasn't trying to be.
Well, I just heard little letters.
Respectful, and I am very respectful of over 40 Nobel laureates. I'm very respectful of the Association of Biology.
She's like Jesus, Jesus, Jesus.
I'm very respectful of the Louisiana Association of Biology.
Lord Jesus.
I'm very respectful of the Louisiana Science Teachers Association. I'm very respectful of the American Association of Advancement of Science. And I'm respectful of the American Institute of Biological Sciences.
No, you don't agree with me. Fuck
American
you.
Society
you don't agree with me. Fuck you. But I'm respectful.
And the Society
well,
for Vertebrate Paleontology.
I'm going to let you
finish.
I'm going to let you finish.
I'm
going to
let you finish.
I'm going to let you finish. But Christians got the best fucking religion of all time.
This stuff, I couldn't even enunciate. And yes, they have medium.
I feel like I'm listening to fucking Jesse Jackson right now. Black people. Black people are right. White people suck.
White devil, white devil.
Do you hear that shit about Jesse Jackson said that he fucking literally admitted to spitting in white people's food throughout his whole, like, civil rights movement things? Well, like, and he likes it?
Well, I mean, back to this article, though. I just want to say, this also violates the separation of church and state, the Coplin states. Teaching biblical creationism is promoting one very specific fundamentalist version of Christianity and violating the rights of every other American citizen who doesn't subscribe to those beliefs.
Who cares about fucking American rights?
So it would be stopping on the rights of Catholics, mainline Protestants, Buddhists, humanists, Muslims, Hindus, and every other religious group in the country. These creationists would be horrified to see blah, 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 blah. That's how separation of church and state works, and it's the foundation of our country.
Yeah. Along with all the other rights.
Basically,
that
are going out
the fucking window.
We don't just deny evolution with this. We are denying climate change, vaccines, and other mainstream science.
What?
How you doing over there, buddy? You got to pee?
We have one more.
I pee so hard.
Wow, what's that? That sounds like...
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Hey, I think I'm going to take a piss real quick. Be right back.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm actually
going to put my hands in my own pants and whip my own dick out.
I'm going to pee all over this fucking soundboard. That's what's going to happen. I'm going to pee.
Pee on the computer. The Windows 8.
I will.
Oh, man. That water sounds so good.
That's a fucking horrible.
I'm just picturing and I stream going down from the mountains.
Shut the fuck up.
Dude, I'm on Monday. Craig, I'm going
gentle rainfall.
On Monday, I'm going to Disney World. I will be on Splash Mountain. Yeah, going down the flume, and all of a sudden it's like, psh.
I got a Splash Mountain all over my fucking leg right now.
Man.
I got like one more sip, Internet.
One more sip.
That's a giant sip. Remember, you got to drink the ass, too.
One giant
sip. I got out of control.
For those of you listening, Alfred had to take a break because it looked like he's about to throw up. But he's back.
No.
Chew it back.
I'm chewing it back.
Fight it back.
Okay, I got it.
And to finish the article we were just reading. We're going to face major challenges to our way of living, and the way to overcome them is through rapid scientific advances.
Oh, don't do that. Son of a whore.
By the way.
Stop it. Stop! Oh my God!
Jameson lives for the
you
torture.
You fucking whore!
This is worse than waterboarding.
You get sick, you go that way.
Right on Jameson.
I'm gonna be up.
And then you gotta drive him home.
This is the happiest day of Jameson's life, God. By the way.
I am gonna piss and puke.
Happy Festivus, Jameson.
Fucking torture, I love it. I would have been good back in fucking old times, man. Torture is one of my favorite things to do.
It's almost done.
Creation isn't bad. Torturing Alfred, good.
We should just move Alfred to Louisiana. That's what I got out of this story. I don't know.
You know, like, you got to answer these people. Like, then you believe in Santa Claus then, right? Right?
Because well, Easter Bunny was resurrected on the third day.
Like, I grew up in a religious family. And then, you know, growing up, like, thinking of, like, Santa Claus at the same time, like, Jesus raising and, like, fucking being born from, like, immaculate birth, I'm like, I can't fucking contradict those two. I don't know.
Everyone gets mad when I say fucking Jesus was the first gay character in fiction. You know why? I'm like, he got nailed by all those Romans.
Jesus is the first zombie.
Jesus is the original zombie.
There you go.
Sweet zombie Jesus.
Sweet zombie Jesus. Sweet Easter.
Oh, God, yeah, I'm going to puke.
I can't wait to see all you guys in hell. We can keep doing this radio show.
Hell yeah. Yes. I was going to matter what.
I was driving the short bus on fire.
Look at the window.
Yeah. No, Alfred's looking the windows in the back, just trying to get the bottles taped to his hand.
Alfred's hell right now. Alfred is in hell.
I got like a sip left.
There's a whiskey bottle right behind
you. Alfred, can you just give us a fuck you white people real quick?
No. James, you should just grab that bottle of Jack right now.
White devil.
Right there.
I'm going to grab the garbage can so we can fucking throw up in it.
And pee. Just jump in it.
I will give it this.
Just use your body. It is now your bodily function, pal.
I'm just going to go jump in that pail, fucking waist deep, and just and let come out everything go.
And come out rebirthed, and we'll have Easter at the Penny.
Yeah. We still have 10 plus.
Have you heard the good news?
Alfred has risen. It was 40 ounces of torture. We didn't think he was going to come back, and all of a sudden, Alfred has risen.
Hey, I can start my own religion. I got that shit tight.
Take that last
sip. Oh, crap in the head. Here we go. You have to
fucking drink for our sins.
You're
going to need more than 40 ounces for that.
King Cobra and Revo Sig. This is all for you in Morley Radio.
Drink.
Oh,
go.
Yes. It's done.
Nice.
Oh, look at that.
Take it off.
Oh.
I'm going to puke.
He's going to fucking puke.
Get it off of him.
Get it off of him.
Jameson, get his headphones.
Get off, get out of here.
Jameson, get his headphones. Bring it.
Let's play a song real quick. Get the fuck out of here.
No, we still got buttons left.
Just pull it off. Rip it off. my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alfred is finished. Edward 40 heads.
He is done.
Oh, my God. All you motherfuckers.
Oh, this is great.
Uh-oh, now we're trying to... I love how it's like we're racing against the clock to get the bottles off. So
and Alfred is off.
And... Uh-oh, he's got...
Oh, there he goes. Yeah. Alfred is ran to the bathroom right now.
Yeah, can we get a round of applause?
I don't know which one's the music.
That one's me. No,
kill the music.
I'm
sorry about that.
Alfred just ran off to the bathroom. He successfully completed Edward 40 hands.
I am impressed. I am impressed. I don't think he's coming out of the bathroom tonight.
I didn't
tonight.
Think he was going to do that. Oh, I'm not going to lie.
Should we get him? Should we get him a whiskey so it's out here waiting? And should we get him a whiskey for him when he's waiting?
Yes. Although he really doesn't need it.
Yeah, he's probably not going to.
Let's get him a water and a whiskey.
Yeah.
Hey, Remy.
Well, that was impressive.
You know what? Let's end the show now.
You want to end it now? We still got. Well. You don't want to hear the after of Alfred?
Let's
we got to see the after.
You know what? Let's play a song now, and then we're going to come back from the song.
Yeah, let's do something like that.
This is from our friends over at Fat Records, because we were talking about all the idiots in the Bible Belt. This is No Effects off their album Wolves in Wolves Clothing. Nice. This is the song Leaving Jesus Land.
We call the hard land, not very smart land. IQs are very low, but threat levels are high. They got a mandate, they don't want mandates. They got so many hates of people to despise. In the dust bowl, cerebral black hole. The average weight is well over 200 pounds. I hate to generalize, but have you seen the thighs? Most haven't seen their genitalia in a while.
No Effects of their album Wolves in Wolves Clothing with their song Leaving Jesus Land from our friends at Fat Records, fatrec.com. And Alfred is back from the bathroom.
Holy crap, that was violent. It was not even pretty, it was liquid.
You realize it doesn't count if you puke. It doesn't count.
You gotta do it all over again.
What's that?
Those are the rules. Those are the rules, guys. Those are the rules.
What rules is that?
You have to keep it down or it doesn't count.
What are you talking about? Whatever. I don't see you doing it.
I didn't cheat on quitting smoking.
And you're still smoking, aren't you?
Yeah.
Still
now, by the way, he earned that now, though. Now he's earned his smoking.
Oh, man, that was the right to smoke. Bad.
Unacceptable.
So, Alfred, tell all our listeners here at Black Radio.
Did you wash your hands now?
Did you at least wash your hands?
Yes. Okay. Vigorously. And my penis. I'm not even joking.
Yeah, I scrubbed my dick.
Yeah, I did. I was dipping that shit, whatever.
Did you use the brown paper towel?
That guy
ain't going to
the body.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They're rolling up.
He's touching.
So, Alfred, what are you going to drink beer again?
Never. I am never drinking beer ever again.
Oh, I got you a Guinness coming. Yeah. We're going to work on 200.
I can't do it.
You got to catch up to Lord eventually.
Oh, man.
It'll never happen. No. Never.
We'd have to hook it to his veins.
Yeah. And he'd still fucking go in there and fucking lose it. Are you,
What is going on?
Yeah.
By the way, I think we should nominate this show for a Shorty Award. This is ridiculous.
We still have time until April.
Yes, I know.
This is going to be the best show.
We're going to talk about that anyway.
Go ahead. Talk about it.
More Like Radio is nominated and first place for web shows for the Shorty Awards. Basically, it's kind of like the Oscars for the podcast.
I prefer the Golden Globes, and I hope there's drinking
there.
Yeah,
it's more like Golden Globes.
Because if we go, I want to go get drunk.
Well, we're going to go, and I think we're going to be doing a...
Where is it?
Actually, I'm not sure if I'm allowed to announce it.
No, let's not talk about it yet. No, you know about it.
But there's some things in the works.
Where is it?
We'll talk about this off the air.
Okay.
The Shorty Awards are in New York City.
In April.
The middle of April. That's all we can really say right now, because we're planning
shit. It's true.
Okay.
And has the alcoholic show at the station, we will have a good time.
Exactly.
Holy crap.
By that time, I will be back.
Uh-oh.
Yes, so, Jameson got good news.
Oh, you know what, then? You know what? I think that's the perfect time to get Jameson 40 hands on the train ride out.
We can do it.
Uh-oh. An hour?
We can do it. I can totally do two fucking 40s in an hour.
What? I did two 40s in what, 2 hours?
Yeah,
I can totally do it now.
You can do an hour? No way.
Yeah, man.
No way.
Without a problem.
I think we have a challenge here.
Challenge?
If he does, Alfred has another 40 hands night.
No way.
I think it's a bet.
What you doing, asshole?
I'm afraid to do it before an award.
Dude, I'm like Don.
Maybe on the way.
I'm like Don King.
I don't know.
I promote the fights. I'm like,
if you take your penis out,
I get a piece from everything.
By the way, if Jameson does this and he takes his penis out at the Shorty Awards, no one will ever forget the Elvis and Alfred show.
Do you think he'll win?
They won't forget the Shorty Awards either.
Do you think he'll win? Wait, hold on. It'd be more embarrassing if he won a Shorty Award by pulling his penis out.
By the way, that'll be the 2014 awards. I nominate at JMO Cures Cancer for a Shorty Award because he's got a short penis.
That's not true.
My God.
I don't care.
Listen, I don't know better. I don't want to know better. And I don't believe anything Remy says.
He would have pulled his penis
out. Good enough to fuck your mother.
And he means that to everyone.
Every single one of you.
As soon as I opened that door, I fucking puked right in the sink, man.
Dude, you didn't. You know what? You were so involved with that. You didn't feel Remy coming up cupping your balls while you were doing it. You were so in. Your head was in the toilet.
That's like the only comfort I got. Like, as soon as I opened that door, it was like, brah! I'm like, holy crap.
Well, I think it's safe to say that, once again, the show has lived up to hour two being the shit show.
Oh, God.
It's seems to happen that way every weekend or every week, whatever it is.
Oh, second hour was good. What are you talking about? We talked about it.
It just turns into a shit show.
This was great, the second hour, in my opinion.
Can we get one more slam down there, Alfred?
That is water, though, Internet. That's not even. I am done. I'm free from my 40 hands.
Right, back to whiskey for Alfred.
Look at him. He's already got his cigarettes in his hand. He's ready to run out the door.
What we got left? How many more?
We're
almost done, so we just got to plug our shit and play a song.
All right.
So, Alfred, why don't you start plugging shit now?
Thank you. Make sure you find us on Facebook, The Elvis and Alfred Show. You can find us on Twitter, at Elvis Alfred Show. You can find me at Alfred to the Max.
I'm
that was totally me.
That was straight.
I'm at Elvis Cage on Twitter.
What are we doing Twitter?
Twitter.
JMO Cures Cancer.
And I'm Sir William Reese. That's R-E-I-S-S on all everything.
I'm pretty sure Laura doesn't have a Twitter.
I do, but I don't remember what the fuck
it is. Make sure you follow does, More Like Radio on Twitter, at More Like Radio. Make sure you vote for the Shorty Award so we can get there.
Yes.
We're going to win. We're going to win this shit. What, we got like 400 votes.
By the way, though, Lord, if your Twitter name's not the Guinness Highlander, I don't know.
Oh my God, I should make it that.
Guinness Highlander. There can only be one.
You have there can only be one.
There is only one, goddammit.
You have a week to get it done before this airs if someone
right,
steals
right,
it.
All right, fair enough.
And come down to the Halfpenny and drink.
You can follow us at ellisandalfred.com. We'll start all our shows there. You get the app on your Droid phone. You can subscribe on the old iTunes, Ellis and Alfred Show, or to subscribe to the whole More Like Radio family on iTunes. You get all of the great shows that we offer on this channel.
That's right. If you're listening to us on Thursdays, make sure to stay tuned for the Cousin Joe Show, following directly after us, and then the Fifth Circle from 10 to 12 p.m. 12 a.m.
12 a.m., yes, or 12 p.m. if you want to do a fucking marathon show.
Yeah. Just listen to More Like Radio. Fuck yes. It. I am never doing 40 hands ever again.
Phenomena.
I'm never doing it.
I'll close it out.
Oh,
oh
man.
You got something good?
Oh, we got some good music? Or we got that?
I have.
Come on, Paper and Plastic?
What do you got?
I have Paper and Plastic stuff.
Okay. You can do it.
Some of our new friends over at Paper and Plastic, we're going to say goodbye to you now and play one of their songs. It's a band called The Dopamines, and this is their song, Douglas Bubble Trouser. Douglas Bubble Trouser.
Douglas.
So, from myself, Jameson, Bill, Lord, and Alfred Fordhands, thanks for listening, and stay tuned to the Cousin Joe Show here on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Stay classy, Internet.
You fucking
clean
yourself.
Up your mess, Alfred.
Holy crap.
Boys and girls, enough with paying out the ass for a pack of cigarettes. Seriously, what the hell are you doing? Millions of people have already made the switch to electronic cigarettes, and the RevoCig disposable electronic cigarette is the perfect introduction into the world of vaping. Their disposable is the best on the market, offering over 800 puffs, which is the equivalent to almost two packs of traditional cigarettes. Which means that you will save $1 million in 1 year if you switch to the RevoCig disposable electronic cigarette. I'm not the greatest at math, but I'm pretty sure that's close. RevoCig has all kinds of flavors available, like cured tobacco, Siberian menthol, and their best-selling Oregon Blackberry, all of which have 18 milligram nicotine strength. Which is enough to kill a hamster. So you know it's strong enough for you, fatso. Go to RevoSig.com right now to get in on their Oktoberfest deal, where their 800 Puff disposables are just $5.99 and three packs are just $15. You're bewildering me here. Why aren't you already at RevoSig.com? That's RIVOSIG.com.
Bringing internet radio to the next level. It's not FM. It's not XM. It's more like radio.